I ate a girl's pussy in the back of the truck once near the comic strip.
Really?
Yeah. Because it was like I was going through my breakup and I was like kind of living in the truck for a little bit.
Were you really?
Yeah. Well, actually, so what happened was I was moving into a friend's place. So I moved all my stuff into the truck. Then I helped my friends move later that night. So I had this moment where it's like I moved them and I emptied their stuff and all my stuff is just in this truck. And I'm like, I think this is like the happiest I've ever been. In the city, ladies look pretty. Guys tell jokes so they can seem witty. Tell a funny joke just to get some play. Then you try to make a move and she says no way. Girls are faking, goodness sake. They want a man who brings home the bacon. Got no money and you got no car, then you got no woman. And there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic. Looking for a man makes them opportunistic. They're lying on the beach perpetrating a tan so that a brother with money can be their man. So on the beach you're strolling, real high rolling. Everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove, so don't just stand there, bust a move.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank Podcast. I'm your host, Ari Shaffir, coming at you live from... Actually, I'm recording this, but I'm recording it live from a hotel room in Mashantucket, Connecticut, where I am about to do a show at the Foxwoods Casino. Yeah, at the Fox Theater. What I like about this place, I like driving around the Northeast, is you get to see a lot of Mashantucket, Nagasaket, actually all over America, Tallahassee, Idaho. You get to see signs for cities named after tribes of people that whites wiped out. It really is a show of dominance, unlike any other. Anyone could just have a gravestone, but when you really wipe out an entire tribe, the best thing to do is name a small town after them. This one, Mashantucket, maybe, perhaps, named after the Indian tribe that is still running the casino. But Tallahassee, Idaho, Dakota, they've all been nearly wiped out. So good job, white people, for clearing the way for yet another highway. On today's episode, well, let me just say first, this episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click. Then ZipRecruiter actively looks for the most qualified candidates and invites them to apply. If you're looking for a job to be filled, don't get some child molester. Get someone qualified. With ZipRecruiter, 80% of employers who post there get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, it's the smartest way to hire. Look, in today's day and age, who knows who's been Me Too'd? Could have been anybody. Could be me. Could be you. And if you're looking for to fill that job, you don't want some Harvey Weinstein, do you? No. You want a Tom Hanks. So find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified candidates with immediate results. And right now, my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/skeptic. That's ZipRecruiter.com/skeptic. One more time, try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/skeptic. SKEPTIC. Production notes. Hosts are not to mention. Okay, no problem. Did not do anything wrong on that one. So good job. So today, I'm going to interview Mike Racine. I'm trying to fucking upload this podcast, the live podcast in Phoenix, but the fucking file got cut off. It's 125. It starts with Sickler fucking talking in the middle of it. I got to get the whole file. What's this? Oh, a joint. Dude, I brought so much weed back from Denver. Hey, people from Colorado and Denver specifically, did your weed get shittier? Or are you just selling shitty weed to tourists? I went to fucking Native Roots. Everything there is tops. 18% THC. Where's the good stuff? I brought back a shitload of mediocre stuff, honestly, that I'll probably be able to find in New York. It's smoother, I'll give you that. But what is this garbage? Some of the joints, fucking Sean Patton bought joints that were 3 to 12%. What the fuck is that? I want the 28%ers, motherfuckers. Native roots. Come on, give me a break. What are you selling? I'm fucking. Where are the good things in Denver? I guess don't even tell me right now because I'm not going to be back there for forever. Are there any good dispensaries in Vail that serve actual fucking weed and not tourist shit? They should let you know when you talk to them normally. When you're like, you know, I'm looking for a good sativa. When you know some of the terms, they should be like, all right, well, let's give you good stuff. I get giving fucking, you know, the display only shit for real tourists. But this ain't Amsterdam. This is America. We want good shit. Anyway, on today's episode, by the way, I'm going to be in Connecticut tonight. If you're listening today, there's no way you're going to be able to get this. But tomorrow in Boston at the Wilbur Theater, two shows. The first show sold out. The second show, the 10 o'clock or 9:30, I forget. Still has tickets available. Hurry up, though. It'll probably sell out before showtime. But if it doesn't, I don't know, fucking show up. Who cares? And I just released 30 extra tickets that were on hold for people that I don't know in Boston. What was I going to say? Oh, next week, Philadelphia. Dude, I'm doing both Super Bowl teams this week. Boston, Connecticut, and Providence. Providence is long since sold out. This weekend, and then next week in Philadelphia. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Second show added on Thursday. Hurry up and get tickets for that. A late show. That's probably the one I'm going to smoke shit tons of weed after. Maybe I'll stay. Should I stay in Philadelphia for the riots? Steve Simone told me that before the NFC Championship game, the Philadelphia won, before they won, the cops greased the telephone poles. They greased the telephone poles to keep people from climbing them. Spoiler alert. It did not work. I mean, if I'm one of those guys, I'm climbing this fucking pole. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Is this for? Did they grease this motherfucker? Margaret, they grease this pole. I don't care. I'm climbing it. Give me a boost. All y'all, give me boosts. Margaret, I climbed it. I don't know what they're going to do after they win or lose. I kind of want to be in a city where they riot. And in Philadelphia, win or lose, they're going to riot. So my options are go back to Bobby Kelly's party, go back to Big Sal's Volcano's party, or go back to Big J Okerson's party. Or stay in Philadelphia for one more day and watch some fucking riots. I mean, they'll leave me alone, right? What if I dress head to toe? What if I have two layers? New England stuff and Philadelphia stuff. And then, depending on whether they lose, if they lose, I'll wear the New England stuff to see if I can get violenced. And if they win, I guess I'll wear the Philadelphia stuff to get left alone. No, actually, it shouldn't matter. Maybe I'll just dress head to toe in Cowboys. I mean, a riot. I want to see somebody flip a cop car, you guys. How many chances do you get to do something in life? What if you're visiting? You know how when I talk about travel, I talk about seeing stuff in other countries and going like, wow, so interesting. They had this festival. What if it's just a one-day local festival? You know, like a fucking community theater that they rent out a street for. So what if I'm visiting from fucking, who knows, China, and I come to America, to Philadelphia. Philadelphia. Oh, wait, is that Japanese? And I'm like, hey, the whole town on Sunday nights flips cop cars. It's so cool. I'm telling you guys, I've been there. They flip cop cars. They burn people alive in Philadelphia. I should be there for it. The options are go home or be there for it. I should just be there. Get a hotel room for Sunday. Come back Monday morning. I mean, how often do I catch? I mean, they're going to riot either way. Simone said they're calling in the National Guard to Philadelphia. Like, or preemptively. That city's going to burn. Anyway, I'll be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Friday, Saturday sold out. Thursday, still some tickets. And we just added a second show on Thursday night. A late show at 10 o'clock. Helium, one of the best comedy clubs in the world. My daughter, Jessica Michelle Singleton, will be opening for me. Maybe we can do that adoption stuff afterwards. I wonder if she's coming to New York. On today's episode, let's get to it. On today's episode, oh, also I'll be in Salt Lake City at Wise Guys, February 20, I don't know, 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Does that sound right? I nailed it. Knitting Factory in Boise, the 28th. Seattle sold out. Calusa Casino, March 2nd. Vancouver, March 3rd. And Storytelling Show in Vancouver, March 4th. Probably both of those sold out, but hurry up. And the comic strip in Edmonton, March 8th, 9th, 10th. Oh, I have a big fucking news. I just announced. I'm announcing right now. Australia. I got to get these fucking tickets up on my website. But they're all up. Perth, Adelaide, Brisbane, Melbourne, Sydney coming soon. The tickets aren't up for Sydney yet. But all the rest of them. Maybe I'll add something in Tasmania or Canberra, or Cairns. Maybe multiple. And then afterwards, I don't know if I should go to Singapore, revisit Shanghai, visit the Shanghai Comedy Club, Kung Fu Comedy Club, excuse me, in Shanghai, one of the only fully functioning comedy clubs in Asia. And then go to Japan and then fuck around for a couple weeks. Or go straight to New Zealand. It'd be like May 7th. What's the weather like in New Zealand, May 7th? Like, I want to just be outside hiking for two straight weeks, staying in hostels. Is that a good idea? Or should I wait and do it another time? Isn't that like your November? I don't want to be there in fucking six layers. You know, if it's 50 degrees or less. Decisions. White people, problems. Or do I go back to Timor-Leste? There is a direct flight from Darwin. All right. So today's episode, Mike Racine, funny young comic. Mike Racine, he is a Guido. I mean, through and through. Just a straight Guido. I was going to, when I did I was going to do This Not Happening this year. And I, one of my resolutions, I wrote down all these notes while I was traveling. And one of them that I actually wrote twice because I had the idea twice. Not smoking weed that I forgot. It was just because I forgot. But the idea was, you know how I wear a crazy outfit. I was going to get Mike Racine to help me shop for like a tracksuit or a real Guido outfit, leather jacket outfit. You should check out his Conan. He's wearing one of them. And he's not doing it ironically. A real Guido, him, Chris DiStefano, they're just like, they're true. They're not doing a character. He wears a fucking leather like suit or something on Conan. And it's not like, haha, look at this joke. It's like, dude, I look fucking good. Anyway, he used to be a mover. And so we talked about being a mover. I wish he had more fucking stories of theft. He did not. I used to steal every job I had. I mean, how could you not? When I worked at the Comedy Store, well, I didn't really steal much from the Comedy Store. What I did was me and Sean Miller, it was potluck. It was open mic until 9 p.m. And then at 9 p.m. it was showcases. And then at 10 p.m. was the paid regulars. Now, the paid regulars, the professionals, we charged $5 for that show on Sunday. That show has been moved to Monday, the potluck and pop-in show. Because the Comedy Store is fucking packed all the time because of Adam Egot. It's nice that it's fucking more packed, but it's kind of shitty that you can't, like, I don't know, watch a celebrity get a blowjob in the back anymore. We used to pop. I mean, we used to see people. I don't know who's married and who wasn't, so I'm not going to say names, but we used to see this fucking comic take a chick to the back, and we would just, me, the bartender, David Taylor, I feel like one other person, we'd be like, let's find him. And we'd go in there. First, we'd pop our head into the main room. Now it's all locked up. But we'd pop our head in the main room. But like, we were afraid they were in the room of the main room. Like, where the audience sits. Because back then, there were no shows those nights. And they were just like, it was just open. That's where I could throw my temper tantrums when I got rejected by Mitzi fucking 70th time in a row. And we popped our head in. But we did it like Scooby-Doo, like one head on top of each other. Like one at a time. All right. And then we couldn't find him there. So then we go to the girls' bathroom. Nobody in the girls' bathroom. Same thing, head. Then we realize he's probably backstage in the green room. And we didn't know how to find it to make sure. We also, first we went upstairs. There used to be a lookout. They've boarded it up since then. But there used to be a lookout back from the Ciro's days when it was a fucking mob-run nightclub that Sinatra performed at and Bell, Art Bell? What's that drummer's name? Whatever. But Art Bell? What was his name? He was a fucking good drummer. They talked about it on Freaks and Geeks, too. Fuck, I forget. Maybe I'll pause this. Because this guy's drumming was fucking great. Maybe I'll go out to it. I'll look it up and do it in the outro, if I remember. Anyway, so there was a lookout. And there is when the owners of Ciro's used to look down into the showroom. You could see the audience. And they would point to people. And then their henchmen would go get the guy they pointed to. They would be like, hey, that guy, see that guy in the suit, in the blue suit with the bow tie, whatever? They're like, get him. And they would get him. And then they would either kick them out or beat the shit out of them or take them in the tunnel. There was a tunnel up to Crest Hill, this house, and they would take them up there and just kill them and bury them in the hill. Pretty fucking cool. But that's since been boarded up. So we looked there first before it was boarded up. Couldn't see anything in there. So then we went, peeped our heads in like that, girls' bathroom, nothing. And then we're like, oh, he's in that green room. This semi-famous black comic. And we were like, how do we do it? And so David Taylor came up with the best idea. He's pretty smart. He doesn't use his intelligence for good, only evil. So if you're looking to do some evil, he's the right guy to call. He was like, I know what I'll do. I'll just go in like straight in because we were going to like crack the door and try to peer in. But he's like, no, that's what if he sees us? David's like, no, let's just go for it. Pretend we don't know. And so he fucking popped the door open, just walks in, like unlock, like, undoes the doorknob and runs in as if he was like, and then he sees this dude getting his knob sucked. Knob means penis. And he goes, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And he walked out. He was like, oh, I was looking for the ladder. we had to use a ladder to put up the fucking marquee names, the sign. The ladder was out in the hallway. It wasn't in that room. That's the green room. Anyway, later this dude, this fucking famously black dude, he goes, hey, Pretty good looking chick, huh? And Dave was like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to walk in on you. And the guy was like, nah, man, it's cool. I know you did. It's cool, though. Pretty hot looking chick. And David was like, yeah, it is. That guy was fucking great. That dude was great. He was awful, but he was great at the same time. What was the point? I forget. Anyway, so I think I found it. At 9 o'clock, we would start charging $5. But sometimes it wasn't into – oh, at 10 o'clock. And sometimes it wasn't into the paid regulars yet. Oh, that's what it was. It was 9 o'clock because at showcases she would charge. But a night she didn't come in to showcase people, we just extended the show till 10. And so it was kind of our discretion whether or not to charge customers the $5 because it's like they're not getting the professional show yet. It's still the open mic. So what we do is right before we started charging, we would charge one customer $5 and tell the comedy store, ring it in as a comp, as a pre 10 o'clock comp. And then we use that $5 to go get Ben and Jerry's and Doritos. And we'd split it. And that was our dinner. We were both very poor. He has since gone on to work for the FBI and some other places. He's a professional. I am still a degenerate, non-professional. And we would use that. And it was like a little guilty. But now other people, Freddie, Ren Azizi, I mean, they made their fucking living off it. I mean, they paid mortgages off that shit. And the thing is, they had a system of checks and balances in which you had to show, you had to print up a comp ticket. And so if it was a reason for a comp, like, oh, he's on Maz Jobrani's guest list, or they're staying at a hotel nearby, or they just had a policy, like if you stay at the Andaz or the Hyatt, it was called then, you just show your hotel key and you can come in free. To incentivize the concierges over there to say, hey, go on into the comedy store. You can get in free with your hotel key to get customers. That was back in the day. We had like 8 people per show. And the system of checks was you had to show that ticket to the door guy who would seat the people. And he would go, hey, why is this free? And you'd have to tell him why. But easy fix, if you're stealing, you just go in with the door guy. And so tickets are normally $20, only $5 on the fucking potluck show, the Monday show. Every other day, $20. So you get two people paying $40. Hey, I think they showed me a hotel key. 20 for the door guy, 20 for the cover booth guy. There were nights when the whole drop was like $60. And they're like, we had 80 people in there. How do we only get $60? Like, yeah, a lot of comps, man. I know what to tell you. People were stealing like crazy. I think I've already mentioned how I used to steal from Domino's. It's just, you just, you know, don't tell the customer that the $5 off. And then you tell the store, give them $5 off. Pocket that five. I don't know where else I steal from. Oh, the golf course. I fucking stole clubs. You got to steal when you have a job. And if you're hiring people, you got to assume that they're stealing as well. So if you want to find the right person, go to ZipRecruiter.com/skeptic right now and find the actual person who won't steal from you. That's ZipRecruiter.com/skeptic. That was not intentional, but it worked out perfectly. Anyway, so me and Mike talked about moving. We did this, I don't know how long ago, 4 or 5 months ago. I will build a website. I'm on the road. I guess I'll build it on Monday, maybe. And put his Conan up there. Maybe I'll try to do it late tonight. I got to go. Hour and 15 minutes before I got to leave. Okay. It's time to go. That's it, you guys. I don't know what else I have to announce. Oh, I got to put those fucking dates up, those Australia dates. All right, I got a lot to do. Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, episode, I have no fucking idea. Moving day with Mike Racine starts. Hold it. Did I forget anything? Hold it. I don't think so. Oh, yeah, I do. Okay, so I'm banned from Twitter for forever, right? It says, I kept applying to get reinstated, and they said, threats of violence will not be tolerated. Your account is suspended forever. I don't think that was the exact word they used. Permanently is what they used. So for the only reason I was usually using Twitter, really, the reason I was justifying it is because of these Photoshops that I would ask for the podcast episodes. So I think what I'll do is, because it seems weird to ask for it on Instagram, which I'm still there, at Ari Shaffir. I think I'll just put up the episode. And then if you guys want to make a Photoshop, you can. And then once I have one, I'll post it. I'll still pay you the $25. And then I guess I'll go back in and embed it. I don't know how to fucking do that. God damn it, Twitter. Stupid fucking idiots. I'm not going to home invade Bert. No, I'm going to, just to spite you, Twitter. Just to spite you, I'm going to home invade Bert. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, episode something. Moving day with Mike Racine starts now.
You got to move. You got to move. You got to move, child. You got to move.
Talking about me being a mover?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. That place was good, though, that Vietnamese place.
It was. Is this on? This thing recording?
Yeah. I eat too much.
People always do that. They start recording the thing without telling you, and then you end up saying a slur.
That's what you hope to get.
Yeah.
Man, I got Mark Norman talking some shit.
Really?
Normally, I don't like edit it all. It's just like, whatever. You know, who cares?
Yeah.
But I was like, hey, Mark, you were talking some pretty bad about somebody we know's like significant other.
Mm.
Like, you mind if I take that? I feel like it's going to be a fight for no reason. He was like, oh, yeah, I definitely didn't know where we were going yet.
Nice.
Like, okay, for sure. Yeah. It'd be nice to get a montage of, like, people talking shit without
That should be a podcast, just people, stuff people say when they don't know who's recording.
Me and my buddy David were in like, a dormitory, and we tried to get everyone to talk shit about their roommates.
Mm-hmm.
We just had a hidden, like, tape recorder, and we were just like... Like, I don't know, let's say you were rooming with Veter. Just be like, yeah, fucking, just hang out for a while, just have him record, you know, and then be like, fucking Veter, right? What a fucking, what's it like to live with him? He must be the worst. And of course the person would, like, join in.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you just, like, we made a montage of those. And then my friend got a pang of conscience and tried to destroy the tape.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had to fight over it. I lost.
Yeah, I was trying to think, like, who's someone who's, like, full of shit that would just say something... Totally against everything they believe in, like a Lindy West or somebody, you know.
Yeah, like totally sell out.
She's like, I'm just two skinny Jewish kids sharing a tent, sharing a circus tent.
Is she still around, Lindy West?
Yeah, she's writing for the New York Times or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah,
good for her.
Such
good writing skills.
I don't know. I haven't even thought about her in a while.
I know. Those people always make me sad sometimes. What can I be mad about today?
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
Right. It's like, where's that going to go? Where's that, you know?
You're never going to solve anything.
Yeah. At least we get to make people laugh.
Yeah.
We bring joy to people.
God, it must be tough to be like a professional. Like, it's like the meter maid of entertainment.
Yeah.
No one's happy. You don't bring joy to anyone's life.
Yeah.
Just hatred.
Yeah. Complaining.
Yeah, the meter maid of entertainment.
She's entertainment's HR. She's the HR department.
You're fired.
Yeah, if somebody
if she talks
sexually
to you,
harasses
like, oh, no.
you,
oh no, I gotta talk to Miss West.
Oh no, I have to do it. This American Life, where Lindy West is gonna interview me because I said something 5 years ago.
Yeah, so to talk about being a mover.
Yeah, I'm a mover, baby. Well, not really anymore. I'm kind of doing all right with comedy.
Yeah.
But I did it today, right? Yeah, I did it today and yesterday because I would just rather make the money than...
I get that.
You know? It's a great job, too, if you're like an artist or, you know?
What are in L.A., the jobs, the comedy jobs were substitute teacher?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of those in New York.
No. You don't, right?
No.
It's super easy to get.
But you need a bachelor's degree for that, right?
Bachelor's, yeah.
Yeah.
You need to have graduated college.
What is it, like $80 a day? No, it's like 160, I think.
Yeah, I think it's like up to that. Like
that's minimum wage at this point. Wow. No, moving you can make $500 a day.
How? Multiple jobs?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's cash only, and they tip, and if they, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. People see you sweating and like struggling to carry their stuff. They feel bad for you.
So you just, do you get tips and like not split it with the other people, or is it just like...
No.
Everyone's just like, hey, this is what we got.
Yeah, because you're working with these guys, and it's like, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
It's a bad habit to get to. Some chick did that at the stand, one of the waitresses.
Oh, she did?
Not pooling tips.
Oh, yeah.
Collecting the pool, but not putting in.
Mm. It's no good.
Yeah, they ran her out of there.
Good.
Yeah.
You don't rat on your you know? You don't fuck over your friends.
Yeah. How long have you been doing that?
Off and on for about 9 years. I mean, I didn't do it for like the past year because I was squeezing out a living in comedy.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I like money. I mean, you know?
Have some extra.
Yeah.
Wouldn't hurt.
Oh, I'm going to go buy like some sweaters now and some pants. It's great.
Dude, I was thinking of having on a show, I was thinking of going like full Italian.
Yeah.
It's one of the resolutions I made when I was traveling. I was overseas and I was like, get Mike Racine a wardrobe credit to come with me. To go buy some awful Guido clothes.
Great. I'll tell you where to go.
Yeah.
It's mostly the black stores, though, that sell them.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, we dress very similarly. Just tacky, velour, and, you know?
Yeah, no taste.
Yeah.
Just like, this seems gaudy.
Yeah.
That'd be good, right?
Yeah. Well, black guys are the only ones who wear tracksuits now. You don't even see as many. But I guess Italian people aren't really in New York as much.
They moved out.
Anymore. They moved out. Yeah.
You ever go to Little Italy?
But you'll see. Yes, that's not really.
Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, that's not. That's not anything. That's all rich girls from Westchester that live there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It seems like a tourist version of Little Italy.
What does?
Little Italy.
Yeah.
It seems like, oh, this is what you want this to be, so okay.
Yeah, and it used to be like 40 square blocks or something.
And the Chinese moved in.
Yeah. And they spread like wildfire, those people.
They really do.
Yeah.
They're like vines. I won't say weeds because it's negative connotation.
Right.
But vines.
Vines are,
for
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
They get their hooks in.
Well, because they live like 10 people to a room, right?
Yeah.
They just work and smoke. That's a good life, though.
Smoke opium?
Yeah.
Just smoke. Do that crouch?
No. Yeah. Cigarettes.
You ever go down there? Chinatown?
Yeah, sometimes.
It's great.
Yeah,
it's like
great.
Another world.
Yeah.
They push and shove.
Yeah.
They don't look at you, and they spit everywhere. There's lychees and crazy fucking shit for sale in the streets.
Yeah. There's a Chinese market near my girlfriend's old place, and they sell, like, frogs and turtles.
Really?
Just live. Yeah,
live
frogs and turtles. Big turtles, too, like 8 inches big, which I guess you're, like, killing that turtle and cracking it open and making soup out of it or something.
Yeah, I guess so.
Which is so weird, because they're, you know?
Yeah.
They're in that little...
The best
pen
way to have
around?
It is to have it the soup in the turtle shell. You serve it in the
turtle
shell.
Oh, is that what people do?
No, that's cool. But that would be...
That would be cool. It's like a bread bowl that you can't eat.
Yeah. You can eat at the end, but only at the end.
Yeah.
Those bread bowls are like, oh, maybe I will splurge.
Yeah.
For $2 more, you said?
I think you have to eat those alone. The soup in a bread bowl. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd like scoop out for a while.
Yeah.
The outsides until it's all just shell.
Yeah. If you're there with loved ones, they don't let you buy it.
Like, stop. Love yourself. Don't do this to yourself.
Yeah.
Why do you need that much? Why do you need a whole loaf of bread to go with your soup?
It's so weird. Have you ever eaten a bread bowl?
Oh,
I never have.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've had crackers in the soup.
Okay.
It's just I'm still getting the crackers.
If you're not putting crackers in your soup, though, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this the most interesting episode you've done?
Not yet. So let me ask you some questions. I got some questions.
Sure.
About have you ever, do women work with you or no?
No, never worked with women. I saw a lady move around a job one time and I was like, good for her.
What do you mean saw her on a job? Like on somebody
another
else's?
Crew. And speaking of other crews, some guys I work with saw a guy on another crew die a few years ago.
What?
Yeah, it was like really hot out, and this guy was just in the truck, and he like fell over. He started foaming at the mouth, and they like this like older Spanish guy, and they took him out, and he was dead.
From what?
I don't know, but there's so many times when I'm doing moves, and I'm like, oh, I could die out here.
Hot.
Yeah, it's hot, or like something could fall on me and like crack my skull or.
I was gonna ask you about that.
It's not a job you can do forever. I'm surprised I'm still doing it.
I had movers twice.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who were they? What kind of guys were they?
I don't remember. Just two dudes.
Right.
But it's like they're lifting shit up on up steps and stuff and down steps. And it's like, you don't really know how to do this.
Have you ever done that?
Move? No. Yeah. I mean, I've helped other people move. But then I realized these guys know almost as much as me. Just a little more.
We know a little more.
Really?
Yeah.
It just seemed like they were like,
It's not like we're experts or anything, but we're just willing to do it. And we'll get it done like maybe 15 minutes faster because we know how to load the stuff.
Right.
How to load the truck, what to do first, how to wrap the stuff so it doesn't get messed up. But it is not skilled labor by any means.
Yeah.
There's a guy I worked with. I worked with him for a long time, and he treated it like it was like rocket science.
What do you mean?
He'd be like, oh, hold this while I wrap it. He didn't want it. He was like such a control freak. And it's like, I get it. You don't have much else going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they always there, the people when you're moving?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's not like the service industry where, like, people just run you. It's not like you're a waiter where people shit on you. It's like you're taking care of their stuff. So I've never had to deal with people being, like, super shitty except one time.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. You're just like, also you want them to go as fast as possible. Like, let's just get it done, get it to a new place. And
they see you, like, busting your ass, like, handling their stuff. You're sweating, and you're, like, in pain.
Yeah.
So.
What was the one time?
Some lady was just insane, and she, like, wanted her stuff unpacked, and we were like, we don't unpack. And she was like, I booked it. Now, they did book an unpack, but the job got moved, and the unpack never got moved. So in her Upper East Side mind, she's like, this is preposterous. And then us, we're like, we don't fucking unpack anything, you fucking pig. We don't really unpack that much, but this lady had an unpack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what, you called in and they said, no, for sure, you're supposed to unpack. And you had to be like, okay, yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah. She called the cops.
What?
Yeah, she's like yelling at the cops. The cops knew she was like full of shit. But we went and we loaded up. We got all the stuff out of the truck and she refused to pay us and we just left.
Really?
Yeah.
And then what, let your bosses handle it?
Yeah. But they're still like going through court and stuff with her. Yeah.
Because you didn't unpack.
Yeah. Yeah, she wanted like an unpack, and she was like, she like had a kid. She was like a single mother. She had a bunch of like Ronald Reagan books, and just a.
Why is she a single mother?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like that. Those don't go hand in hand.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. That guy was talking about. We go single mothers.
Oh, she was like obsessed with bed bugs too. She wanted everything wrapped in plastic. All her chairs and shit.
Do you ever get
which
those?
Has never happened. No.
Never,
if there's
like,
any sign of bed bugs, we can just leave.
And you've never seen it?
Never seen it. But I worked for 1-800-GOT-JUNK for like a year and a half, and that sometimes they would send us into jobs that had bed bugs.
And then, but you knew?
Yeah, but we were allowed to leave, but they would send us to those jobs sometimes. Wow. Yeah. Bunch of scumbags.
1-800-GOT-JUNK?
Yeah, it just wasn't like a great place to work. I mean, luckily I was stealing from them a lot. I yeah. figured out how to steal towards the end. And like, if you have any listeners that are like, you know, young working guys and yeah. you feel you're not being paid enough, like, of course I would advocate to
just steal.
Just steal.
Yeah, for
sure. Just steal whatever you can. There's always ways to do it at every job, you know? You steal napkins and sell them out of your truck or
nobody's just going to sell napkins out of your truck.
No, I know, but I'm saying any job you have, you can steal from.
Yeah. I worked at a golf course.
Yeah.
That was easy. Just take putters and fucking drivers.
Yeah. What I would do is my move, I'd be like, well, the job's $150, but if you pay cash, I'll give you a 10% discount. And I would just write them a different receipt, and they would pay me cash, and I would call the office and be like, yeah, they canceled. The price was too high.
Really? So you take it all?
Yeah, just take it all.
That's a good one.
It's a good one.
Domino's, if you were over 30 minutes late, you get $5 off, I think. $3 off?
Yeah.
And $5 off. And but sometimes we get the pie at like 26 minutes because they're backed up.
Yeah.
So like it's already, just consider it, no way.
Yeah.
But you still get there in like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So you're like, well, the store thinks I'm giving you $3 off, I mean $5 off, but you don't. So you just take the whole five.
Nice.
Or if you get there at like, and just don't tell the store.
Well, you did it on the...
Yeah,
on
so if the pie was 12, I gave the store 7. I'm like, here's your 7 because, you know, we had to give them the $5 off.
Oh, okay.
And then I just pocket those 5.
Great.
And then if I got there like 40 minutes late, if the customer didn't mention anything, I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
Take their full price, give the fucking store $5 less.
Great.
Yeah, every job you steal.
Yeah. Maybe that's my wages.
How'd you do 1-800-JUNK? Did you actually steal stuff or just that?
No, I mean, you could take what... Well, we stole scrap metal too. That was pretty cool. We were supposed to turn scrap metal in, but we would... We found a way. There was a scrap metal yard that we liked, and they would like write us fake receipts, and we would just, you know,
what?
We would turn the scrap metal in for like a lesser value because they had GPS. So they would like, they were like, guys, just so you know, there's a ding every time on the GPS when you go to a scrap metal yard. We have every single one in Brooklyn in our GPS, and we know when you're going there.
Is that true?
That's what they told us. I don't think so. But yeah, but I was like, you're making $11 an hour plus profit share, so you're making about $15 an hour to clean out like dead people's houses, like pick up after hoarders, and like it's disgusting.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
the got junk.
Yeah, yeah.
You were just somebody who would be like enough.
So that job is grimier than like being a mover, and it's also easier because you just load the stuff and you don't have to
a junkyard
unload it. Yeah.
What, did you ever see anything crazy in there?
Not really. I cleaned out Woody Allen's basement one time.
Really?
That was kind of cool. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. He wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
But I had this fantasy of like going over and like my friend, my partner being like, oh yeah, this guy's a comedian, and just Woody Allen being like, oh, that's great. Why don't you send me your Conan set? Because I had just done Conan. I just had this fantasy that we were going to like become friends. But he wasn't even there.
So you just moved his junk and that was the end of it.
Yeah, Soon Yi was there and she's real weird.
Was she really?
Yeah, weird. weird lady.
Really?
Yeah.
Asian weird or like more so?
Yeah, kind of Asian weird, but just a type of person I've never experienced before. Like she's
like what?
Very like uptight and kind of snippy and just not really there, you know?
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Sort of.
Not really like she's not like a person. She's just kind of like barks orders at people and there was no like connection. It didn't seem like she had a connection with anybody around her.
Oh. Isn't it sad when you meet somebody you like have heard of and you're like,
yeah, my hero, Sun Yi. Yeah. You should never meet your heroes.
Big Sun Yi fan.
I always looked up to Sun Yi forever.
There's got to be somebody who's obsessed with her, right?
Maybe.
Who's like,
yeah.
I'm all about Sun Yi.
Yeah.
Has pictures of her. Maybe not. She might be just
too cool
looking.
Yeah, Woody. Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah. I guess that's a weird thing that he did. His movies are just so good, though.
I guess. The way he says it, he was never really her father.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, my wife adopted one. I was never there. And then she's like, spend more time with her.
Yeah.
So when she was 18 or 19, I started spending more time with her. And then I'm like, you know, I don't know. But for sure.
But it's weird. Yeah.
There's a lot of girls. Like,
it's weird when like a guy our age will date like a 20-year-old or mm-hmm. something, you know?
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah.
But it's weird.
It's weird, yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Let alone like, I don't know, somehow you're legally related to.
Yeah. Yeah, Mia Farrow was pissed about that.
She's still mad.
She's still real mad.
She doesn't seem like she's gotten over it.
Yeah. She made up that rape allegation. She no, really I don't did. Know what that's about.
Well,
but
no one believes that, right?
I don't know.
It's weird how sometimes... And
well,
know,
there's a lot of people...
Details,
yeah, people on Twitter like always believe the women.
No, they say always believe the victim. And then they go... That must mean the woman, but it's like, well, it's not a victim if it didn't happen.
Yeah. But actually, more men get raped in prison than anybody, all right? So I don't want to hear this
but
crap.
But she wasn't even talking about herself.
Men get raped way more.
She was talking about her daughter, right?
Farrow. Yeah, Dylan Farrow. Claims that Woody molested her.
Why does no one believe that? It's weird how sometimes everyone
believes
one.
No, people believe it.
People
believe it.
It's not just a Sun Yi thing. It's something else.
No, they think he molested Dylan Farrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know anything about it. Are his movies that good,
either.
Though, lately?
Sorry to bring it up.
It was my fault.
Let's just talk about a molestation we both know nothing about.
Maybe.
That could be a segment on like The Daily Show or something. Trevor Noah's like, okay, I want to talk about the molestation.
We know no details at all.
But here's my take.
Is that South African? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, it's
dead on, man. You're fucking dead on.
Thanks.
Did you ever do any fucking in those beds and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah. Well, first of all, I have this idea for a business, right?
Yeah.
New York City, everybody has roommates. Everybody has their parents in town.
Yeah.
Sometimes you meet somebody at a bar. You live in Brooklyn. She lives in Washington Heights. You're like, it's going to take us 2 hours to get back to your place. So somebody shows up with a box truck, and you fuck in the back of it for like $60.
Oh, nice.
It's called the fuck truck. It's going to be mostly... filthy gay men who use it.
Yeah, immediately.
Degenerate fucking homosexuals.
Immediately.
We're
one,
only gonna fucking
one couple, one straight couple goes in.
One straight couple.
Oh no.
Whoa.
This place is swimming in cum.
Yeah. Well, you clean it after every.
Oh yeah, like a regular brothel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You squeegee it out. Have like plastic sheets.
Yeah. No, but one time I broke up with my girlfriend, so I was living with her, and I couldn't, and I wanted to hook up with this other girl, and I was like, what do we do? Because her mom was in town, and she lived on, like, she lived in, like, Columbia Heights or something.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, there's actually a truck yard that I have access to, if you want to go fuck in this moving truck.
Really?
Yeah, and we took a cab to the truck yard to go fuck in the back of a moving truck.
What do you mean, like a van?
No, like a... Yeah.
Like a Hertz rent a truck or whatever.
Yeah, like a box truck.
Wow.
Yeah. It had moving blankets in it, so like...
Yeah, sure, why not?
Everybody wins.
Yeah, everybody wins. I meant, like, did you fuck in the beds of the places, or did anybody fuck? Like,
what?
If you're like, I gotta move this apartment out. See, I had in my head that they weren't there.
No, no.
But the people are always there.
They're always there.
Do the women ever, like, come on to you?
No.
Is that a fantasy, even?
Yeah, I guess, but it's never happened.
That was told to me when I started at Domino's.
Yeah.
Like, you know, some of these housewives will invite you in.
Which is crazy.
It never happened. It's nuts. How what kind of a nympho do you have to be just
to fuck some
a
scumbag
pizza guy.
Yeah, a pizza guy.
Not even like the
He's
normal
making like
one.
Minimum wage. Yeah.
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 Just like, sure, come on in, let's fuck.
Yeah. No, I don't know. We'll move some cute women. I always try to be funny and stuff like that, but I don't think any of them are into. But there's a lot of guys that I work with that'll just they just fuck clients all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean? How?
They'll just like text them after the move. They don't give me access to the client's numbers.
And they text them afterwards, and they just keep trying to like.
Yeah, they're like, you know, I hope this is unprofessional, but we want to go out sometime. There's such a shortage of guys in New York.
Yeah, and that, people would be, like, friendly enough to ask.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, I'll fuck this pile of trash.
Sure, whatever. You work like for a moving company. Yeah.
The guys are just like, miss, you're very beautiful.
My friend Jason Tebow is going back and forth with one.
They text them on their Metro PCS phone.
Yeah.
Do I talk about race too much? Maybe.
Nah, you're good. You're totally good. Tebow's going back and forth with one of those like automated texters. It's like, do you like sex? I love it. He goes, yeah, you know, sometimes, but pretty violent. What about...
Wait, who did that?
Jason Tebow.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's like, but this like automatic texter getting back from some woman. What about you? You ever like to like cut yourself while you fuck some random dudes? And she's like, yeah, I'm pretty bored most of the time. What are you doing now? He's like, you know, just... sticking my head in the sand and fucking, you know, playing with my dick. That's why? Into something? It's just like these automatic replies that come by. What are you doing? Just crying about my dead mom. How are you? Bored? You want to come over? It's like...
They're like porn bots?
Porn bots.
Yeah.
I guess their end goal is to get you to like web chat.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know who pays for pornography in 2017.
Yeah.
There's a good website called Lustry. And it's like, you can watch real couples fuck.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Do you pay for that?
No, I don't pay, but I thought about it. But it's like $25 a month. That's like that's more than HBO Go.
It is, but you do get a benefit of watching real couples fuck.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I would like that. I like amateur.
Yeah.
I like real amateur, though. Not just like what they call amateur, but like really like, oh, like shitty angle.
Not just like a grain. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, but getting it some half the time. Then sometimes they spin, then they're off camera for like 7 minutes and they're back on.
Yeah.
Or hidden camera where the dude intentionally puts up a camera and he'll like look at it while she's blowing him.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that.
I mean, it's a violation.
I'm a feminist.
Sure. But like, I like that it's real set. No one's acting for the camera.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, one person at least is not acting for the camera.
Yeah. I like, but then I enjoy like the bad acting too, where it's like, your stepdad's taking a nap upstairs. Don't bother him.
And then you have to bother him.
Yeah.
Hey, you two hot young stepdaughters. Don't bother your stepdad.
Yeah.
He's taking a nap. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that never goes on. When I watch too much porn, sometimes I start having thoughts of like, it can happen to me.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. The thing is, no one's going to fuck a mover, though, because you're, like, sweaty, and this job kind of makes you fat, because you think you can eat whatever you want, because you're
exercising. You are kind of fat, huh?
Me?
Yeah.
But I worked but I don't, I think it's because I'm not eating enough.
No, I don't think anyone's gotten fat because of that.
I think when you're not taking enough calories,
it's like
you probably have a lot of fitness guys, right, that listen to this show?
No, almost none.
No? Okay.
No.
I don't know. I busted my ass for the past 2 days, and I'm like, I feel kind of fat.
You look a little fat.
Yeah. Because you're doing like 4 hours of cardio a day, so you're like, I'll just eat whatever.
Oh, right.
So you're like, I can eat whatever I want.
It just boils down to not eating.
But when you don't have enough fuel, you don't burn.
Do you? Oh, right.
You got to take in the fuel.
You're supposed to eat like a banana every hour or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Do you, are the other guys fat?
No, not really. I guess some of them are. No, you can't really be fat and do this job.
Yeah.
You got to be in somewhat in good shape.
You got to have strength, right? That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
But that is running up and down those steps, huh?
Yeah.
That would suck the most to me. Going down.
The steps are the worst.
Emptying, and then as soon as you put something down, go right back up. Something.
Yeah. Because you know what a bitch it is to walk up steps, but imagine you're like carrying something.
At all.
Yeah. You just find a way to like pace yourself and deal with it. And you just tell yourself that, like, you'll get to be dead someday. You don't have to do this forever. Someday you'll fucking, you know, just be buried in the ground. You won't feel anything. But then once the money's in your hand, it's good, you know? They like once the day's right over, you get paid cash the day of, which is great.
And then
no taxes, at least the company I work for.
Wait, how much of the pay do you get and how much does the company get?
The company takes half and the workers take half.
You got to pay them later?
No. So if a job, the point man pays them later. So if a job is $400, then the workers get $100 each plus tip.
So that's $200 total for two workers?
Yeah. So a $400 job is like a 3-hour job, 4-hour job. So you get $130 for 3 hours.
Wait, so this is how it works. So the mover moves. They give the point man the $400. Point man gives one of that to you, one of that to himself.
To him, yeah.
Yeah, and then the other two to the company when he goes home.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's all cash. I don't want to say the name of the company because they're going to get in trouble.
They don't pay taxes.
They don't pay any taxes
really?
At all. Yeah. I don't know how the guy's doing. He's a genius.
Just cash everything. When they report, what do they report? Like $10,000 a year?
I think he's had to pay off the IRS. No, I think he pays taxes but he has us all listed as independent contractors.
Oh.
So we don't have to file. We just get cash and like that's it.
And you can't get unemployment?
No. I don't need it.
That's the comedy
service. I'm an able-bodied man.
You don't believe in it?
Not really.
You wouldn't take it if you qualified?
It's like $300 a week or something, right?
Dude, it's more than that in California. It's $450.
But that's still dog shit money. You can't do anything with
$450
that.
$450 a week?
Yeah, and I could still work.
What? You could work off the books.
Actually, I bet I could do that because all my money is like, it's Venmo from Colin Jost. A lot of the money that I make because I open for him.
Okay.
And then it's the moving company.
No, you got to pay W-9s and shit.
What?
It's got to be a job that you paid into that you can get unemployment.
Oh, okay.
You know, if you got really a paycheck, punch in, punch out.
Yeah.
That'd give you unemployment.
Okay.
If Colin pays you off.
No, I'm saying I don't have anything on the books, though.
Oh, right. Oh, right. So if you got a job, worked for 2 months, and they got fired, then these things would not get
fired,
in the way.
Right? Yeah.
You have to get fired.
Yeah.
Would you take it then?
Well, I'm sure if they just see my text message, they could fire me. Dude, the best thing about Got Junk was like, I was so free with any like racial slurs I wanted to use.
Why?
Because I was the only white guy that worked there. And they were just cool with me letting it fly.
Really?
Yeah, but it was just we just like talked about race all the time. And like my friend Joe would just shit on white people all day. So I would like, I'd be like,
back.
Yeah.
What? What would you do? He would just say whatever?
No, but he thought it was funny. Like he called me one time and he's like, hey, Mike, can you dump my truck in the morning? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, all right, Mike, yo, call me the N-word one time. And I'm like, I can't. There's too many standing around right now. And he thought that was real funny.
I had a deal with Yorsey, this comic in L.A.
Yeah.
He always borrowed cigarettes. I got real sick of it.
Yeah.
And so I was like, we made this deal that he gets to keep borrowing cigarettes, but every time he does, I get to call him the N-word to his face.
Huh.
And he was like, sure, okay, let's do that deal.
It always feels dirty, though, when you let it go.
It does.
Yeah.
Like,
you're like,
fun.
Oh, this isn't fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he asked me, in like Black Comedy Night Tuesday.
Yeah.
With a packed main room, like a packed patio full of like black people. Yeah. Hey, Ari, can I get one of those cigarettes now? Nice. And I was like, here you go, Yorsey. That was it. That was the end of the game.
Nice.
Yeah. Would you steal straight belongings?
No.
No?
From a client?
I would, for sure.
You would?
Small things?
Like what?
I'm looking around right now. Like if I had to move this, you know.
No, because a $30 tip goes a long way. Like that's a way to like buy somebody's loyalty.
Yeah, but they don't
promise
it till afterwards.
What?
They don't give you the tip till afterwards.
Yeah, but you're gonna feel shitty if you steal somebody's stuff.
Grinder, that's going in.
And then, you know, they tip you. They tip you six. A guy tipped me $60 today.
Wow. Yeah, you would feel shitty if you took their stuff.
Plus, it's not good stuff. It's all used. I mean, I wouldn't steal any of this garbage you have in here.
That's true. Nothing's like of value, really.
Yeah.
Well, like a half finished 409. I might not steal actual belongings, but it depends how old I was. If I was 20, 23, 24, I would have.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't today.
Yeah. I would never steal from a client. I would just steal from the company.
That's more honorable.
Yeah. Plus, it's like it's their stuff. Plus, it's in boxes. What are you going to steal?
Oh, right. If it's already in boxes, you've got no choice.
Yeah.
Do you ever just have to box everything up for people?
Sometimes, yeah, that's a separate job.
To me, that's like the worst part.
Yeah, it's tedious.
I would get somebody, if I had to ask somebody, I'd be like, just do it all. I'm not touching anything. Just do it all.
Let me ask you this. Are you ever like washing dishes and you're like, you have a big pile of dishes and you're like, this is so fucking tedious. My brain can't really handle this. And this might be woman's work. This might be a legitimate woman's work.
Maybe.
Because it's like they can't move a couch up four flights of stairs.
That's man's work.
They wouldn't. That's man's work. Because we're like, oh, we're focused. We're going to do this. We get the shit in the truck. We take it out. And then we're done.
And they would struggle with it.
They would, of course, they would struggle with it.
You're saying that's why you struggle with the dishes, because it's not for you.
Right. They like doing laundry and dishes because their brains are more suited for it. That's probably wrong, but it makes sense to me, Ari.
It could be. I like that as a theory.
I'm just saying, nobody likes work, right? But in terms of who's suited for more work, I used to date this girl. She loved doing dishes.
Really?
Yeah. And if a girl asked me, hey, can you install this or put this together or carry a couch for me? I'd be like, yeah, of course.
I once threw out my dishes and just got new dishes.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I hadn't done them in so long. And they were just so caked on. I was like, forget it. Just forget it.
That's great.
Yeah.
What do I do like that? Sometimes I'll throw out all my socks, buy new socks.
Just like I'm done with
them. Start fresh. Yeah.
When I would take jiu-jitsu class, I had all these extra.
Are you still doing that?
No. But
it's kind of gay, right?
No, it's not gay.
You're like rolling around on the ground with another man.
It doesn't matter. Whatever, dude. It says fighting gay.
No, but like I did a jiu-jitsu with a guy in a training session. We did striking. Yeah. No, but we did striking, and then he just goes and lays down on the ground. He's like, all right, get on top of me. Like, you're out of nowhere.
You're the only one thinking about it being like, gay. That's why it's gay.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's like if a nun came in here and I was like, oh, I got to leave. Sister Mary, you hang out. He'd be like, whoa, we're not going to do anything. And she'd be like, yeah, I wasn't thinking that.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I can see how people say it's gay. It's not gay at all.
You're rolling around with another
man. I know you're rolling around.
But I guess if you're not turned on by it, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no one gets a boner.
No, I just thought it was weird that he was like, so like, okay, now we're going to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come in. I want to do a video series of jiu-jitsu Street Fighter.
Yeah.
So like you hit somebody at a bar, like, hey, watch it. Why don't you watch it? Oh, you want to do this? Yeah, let's do it. And then just fucking taking your back.
Yeah.
Just going down your back, like, come on then. Come on, bring it.
Yeah,
Just like in like a fucking gutter, getting your back all disgusting. Like, let's go then. Like,
yeah.
Oh, man, get up.
Jiu-jitsu is cool because like old guys can do it and be good at it, right?
Al Bundy can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever his new character name is. Yeah, you can be good. You just have to be flexible.
But Jamie Kilstein's into jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, but he's like 117 pounds. So he beats people that are like, you can't be more than like 12 to be his weight class.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does it. He's a new hero for the mainstream.
Is he? I thought his career's over.
No, he's now alt-right.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Jamie is?
He's going the other way.
There's no way. Really?
No.
Oh, okay.
But his career's over, I think.
But I kind of believe that a little bit.
Because that's the only way he can go. He goes, I'm demonized by this.
Yeah.
Let me go all right. Say they're trying to shut me down.
Yeah.
He'd probably be accepted.
Yeah. Well, he's a guy who, like, I never really met him or anything, but a few years ago, he called me a rape joke apologist and a failure
joke apologist.
Yeah, because I defended Sam in the great rape joke war.
See, that's interesting for 2013. Let me try to process this. 2013, that's when it was for Sam Morril. A rape joke apologist. When you use the word apologist, that's connotatively the same way. It's a version of saying you also raped.
Yeah.
You also this. You also made a rape joke, I guess. Apologist is not just like, yeah, I'm apologizing.
Well, you can apologize for other people who did it.
Yeah, but like an apologist, it just sounds like
you're agreeing with it. I guess in Jamie's mind, guys are going on stage being like, hey, wouldn't it be funny if I raped this lady in the front row?
Yeah.
And the rest of the crowd's like, yeah, it would be funny. Which no one's ever on board with a shitty rape joke if it's not good.
It's always uncomfortable.
It's always uncomfortable.
It's not good.
Yeah.
It's like, let that be the punishment.
Yeah. Right.
It's just the crowd got
weird.
That
was one thing you never heard with these people when they were mad at it.
What? The crowd didn't laugh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if the crowd keeps not laughing, then the comics will stop making the jokes.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, we hate no laughs.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to be really, really bad to just continuously going up with the same joke, not getting a laugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I guess in Jamie's head, people were being like, "Oh, we should rape this lady right here," and then some, and then I was like, "Guys, guys, guys, comedy's art; it's subjective." Yeah, so he called me a rape apologist, a failure of a comic,
a piece
of human garbage.
That's going. The first is going too far. That's going even further. Because, like, what does that have to do with my comedy?
Yeah, right.
What do you mean? Now you're just shitting on another comedian's like comedy publicly. Why? Yeah. I didn't even do what you said I'm doing. I'm just saying what he did is okay.
Yeah.
But I didn't do it. He did it.
Yeah.
And you're just calling me a bad comic? Yeah. Publicly? Fuck you, man. Yeah. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah. But now he's like, he's done, right?
Do you know why he's done? What I heard he was hitting on some staff members.
Yeah.
And scoring with some of them, you know, and his wife, you know, didn't like him cheating, which is whatever, I get it. But like, by feminism, what you're doing is not wrong. Cheating is not like a anti-feminist thing.
Yeah.
But his wife said, I heard she used these words on purpose. Like it was his behavior was like not unwarranted. Fuck, what's the word? That it was just like made it like weird enough to like, wait, is that? Behaviored enough where you could say like, wait, does that mean he raped somebody? Does that mean he grabbed a tit against somebody's will?
Yeah,
you know, like questionable behavior.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the word too.
Yeah,
just two retards trying to think of a word.
And in that way, she was like, "I'm just writing off your career because they're all going to not trust you anymore."
You know? Yeah.
Fuck, what's that word? God damn it.
Yeah, unwarranted, something.
Like, yeah, but it's like she's using it like to say like for a husband you shouldn't do that.
Yeah,
but she knows that they'll take it as for a man you shouldn't do that.
Oh, okay.
What's the word? Anyway, so then they pretty much just wrote him off. They're like, well, you pretty much raped them if they didn't want your advances. You sent them dick pics. That's gross. You pretty much made that a rapist world.
Yeah,
like you set that world up where that's equivalent to rape. So it just turned around on you.
Yeah.
That's crazy, though. Did you roll with Kilstein?
No.
No.
I didn't even know him. But I was like, I said some stuff on Twitter. I was talking some shit.
About him?
No, just about. But that was at the peak of my, like, I hate women phase.
When you had to defend Sam Morril?
Yeah. Yeah. And he was like, can you stop?
Sam?
Yeah, no.
He's like, you're not doing him any favors, man.
No, but I said some shitty stuff to some people just online.
Yeah.
Yeah, but whatever.
Problem is when you're a troll, it's like, I don't really care. I just want to make you upset.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to try to be as close to truthful as I can, but I'm going to intentionally leave out the parts that would say like, no, I'm not a, you know, blah, 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 but you just leave out that I'm not a,
yeah,
you know, I'm no Trump supporter, but you just leave that out. You know, that'll make them extra mad.
Right.
And you haven't anything that, you haven't said anything that's a lie. I think some people should be deported. And you're like, whoa, what? And you're like, it's not wrong. Some people should be deported.
Right.
Like, you've got to lead in with that, with saying, no, immigrants are a great part of our society.
Some immigrants are rapists.
Yeah. Some of the best rapists we've ever gotten here in America.
Did that bother you as much when Trump first came out and said, they're coming here, they're bringing drugs and crime, they're raping? Everybody got so freaked out. They were like, he's calling Mexicans rapists. I guess it was bad.
Yeah.
But also, it's like he's not, I don't know, it's not totally inaccurate. I guess it's the way he framed it.
The way I heard it was like, oh, you guys are just misreading. Like, he's saying, like, they're not sending their best.
Yeah.
They're not sending their best people. They're sending, like, thieves.
And that
rapists.
Was, like, before we knew he was insane.
Yeah. Yeah, right. But then they're like, you're saying Mexicans are rapists? And he goes, no, I'm saying the ones they're sending over here, the illegal immigrants that are coming over here, they're more likely to be that.
But I guess even that's shitty to say.
I know,
a lot of
shady.
Them just
he
here
runs
to work.
The line where it's like, why even say that, though?
They're just here to clean toilets.
Like, rape the grime on your toilet.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, everybody rapes.
Right.
Society-wise, I mean, not people-wise.
Mm-hmm.
This has nothing to do with moving.
No, sorry.
Did you ever just break shit?
Like, yeah, that'll happen sometimes.
Do you tell them or are you just like...
Yeah, I'm just like, I broke this. Yeah, and then the company pays for half and then the workers split half. So it's like...
So if you drop a box that's fragile, you just hear it like shatter in there.
Yeah, but usually we're out of there before they open the boxes, so the office deals with that afterwards.
And then they'll take it out of your paycheck?
No, that's never happened.
Oh.
Yeah, so luckily...
You've dropped
knock
shit,
on
though.
Wood. Yeah, I think so. But I don't think I've broken. But then if somebody's like, oh, they broke a dish, it's like, who cares? Because we don't reimburse them for like the new value. We reimburse them for like the used value.
A used dish. Yeah. How much could you sell that for?
Yeah, or like a used couch. So like we fucked up this guy's couch, this Indian guy. I don't know why I said it like that, but...
Yeah.
But he wanted to be reimbursed for the full... The guy's a fucking doctor. It's a Bob's couch. And he's like all mad because he wouldn't get reimbursed for a new couch. He's like, but I can't just buy a new... I can't just get a used couch. We're like, of course you can.
Yes, you can. They're called used couches.
Yeah.
They're for sale everywhere.
Yeah. So they were upset about that.
Yeah, I could see that. I would hate to fucking... Oh, now I got to get someone else's couch. I had this couch at the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got my farts on it.
Exactly. It's way more. It takes like 6 months to break it and make it feel like your own.
Yeah. Yeah, used furniture is kind of grimy.
Like, who's been on it? I don't even know who's been on it.
But I always felt like if I really cared about money, if I wanted to make money, I would stay working at Got Junk and I would get a storage unit and just take all the. Because I threw out a couch one time that I like regret to this day throwing out. It was so nice.
From when
I
got junk?
Yeah. So I would just like get a storage unit and just put all furniture in there and sell it. And
idea.
I'd be like, yeah, I'd be rich.
Yeah, why didn't you?
Because I'm focused on comedy.
Oh, that seems
I'm
like
an
a
artist.
No-brainer. Like, no, we'll take the stuff that's good.
Yeah, no, but it's a lot of time.
Yeah.
Plus, how do you like appraise a piece of furniture?
How do you what?
How do you like know what a piece of furniture is worth? It's a lot of research. Yeah. Do your fans care about this?
Yeah, probably.
All right.
I mean, not care, but
what
whatever.
What couches cost you?
My friend said he sees these Hasidic people buying the Strymals, those hats.
Yeah.
But then he sees like them having like yard sales and stuff. Like, we got to get rid of all these hats.
Uh-huh.
But then he saw like, you know, like two neighborhoods over is the fucking hipster neighborhood. And he goes, they'd buy that stuff for like $500 a pop.
Yeah.
It's called authentic Jewish.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
They just start wearing them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Strymals. Women would wear that. Bushwick women would for sure wear that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't they?
They don't think to get it.
We should open up a stand and just see how we do.
Yeah, we should.
It's always a way to make a dollar.
You still selling sauce?
Not as much anymore, but I...
Oh, really?
I will, yeah.
Why?
I've just
what
been
happened?
Busy. I always have a stupid writing packet to do or like something. Yeah.
You got to get a writing job, man.
Yeah.
You gotten any before? Or, I mean,
I had one like 4 years. I wrote for the VMAs like 4 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, in the golden age of white males. was that?
When they're like, yeah, just work.
It's yeah, fine. This was 2013 too, and it was me and three other white guys, who wrote the show
4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It really,
yeah, because Obama was in, and everybody was like, "Hey, you social justice people, got to shut up."
Yeah,
and now it feels real. Like if I do a show at a college now, it's like they'd hate my guts.
Really?
Yeah, whereas like 2 years ago would have been fine because they're like,
you,
oh.
You think even 2 years ago? I think it steadily got worse.
Yeah, it got
Trump
worse.
Trump didn't help.
Yeah.
But like, because even whatever you did have to hold on to, like, this is cool. It's like, that ain't cool because you know who else does it? That guy.
Yeah.
But also, it was just this decline of.
But you can't be the anti-PC guy anymore.
Why?
Because it's like real now. Like all the guys who are doing it, I don't know, it just seems kind of hacky.
To be the anti-PC.
To be the right-wing guy now.
Yeah.
Because they're in power.
Right.
Like, Hillary was supposed to win, and she was supposed to appoint a bunch of, like...
And then you could be right-wing.
People in wheelchairs
like,
to her cabinet.
Yeah,
because yeah,
everybody would be like, we're doing it right. Hillary's got it right. People in wheelchairs to her cabinet.
Yeah, you could be a piece of shit.
And then you could be, like, going against something.
Mm-hmm. But now, what are we going against? And also with Trump, people are like, oh, yeah, this guy's so funny. But and now we elected him president, so it feels real.
Yeah.
So everybody's just kind of like on edge. Like I do this joke about the smarter the animal is, the tastier it is. Like it goes fish, turkey, cows, pigs.
Yeah.
So imagine how delicious a Chinese boy is.
Yeah.
That got me a get off the stage at a college. Some kid yelled, get off this. Never happened to me in 11 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Get off the stage. And that's just, your premise is Chinese people are smarter.
Yeah.
But they're like, no, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's like offensive somehow.
Get off the stage and not a like, shut, get him out of here. That's a heckler. Wow.
Yeah.
Get off the stage.
No, because they're all on his side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that Ben Shapiro thing and he said something about, I told you later, where he says transgendered is a mental problem. It's a mental issue.
Yeah.
Whatever. Agree with him or not. But But he said he was on some panel show with some transgender woman.
Yeah.
And she like grabbed him by the back of the head. And she goes, say that again and I'll send you home in an ambulance.
And he's like, this woman's assaulting me. Did he say this woman's...
He goes, this doesn't seem proper for a political debate.
Hmm.
It doesn't seem whatever. And then she said it again or something. He goes, it's also not very ladylike, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't like being called sir.
What do you think about that, though?
Here's what I really think about it. I just don't give a fuck.
You're whispering to like 100,000 people.
I just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know, man. I've seen like 6 transgender people since I moved to New York.
Yeah.
And we live in probably one of the highest per capita, the highest amount of people. It's just like,
yeah.
What issue are we talking about here?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It must be a real thing, though, if people are doing it.
Yeah, I guess, but the fucking
if
do
you're
it.
You're cutting your dick off. You're probably committed to it.
Yeah, it's like, all right, go for it. Fine, do it. The only real problem comes when they talk about, like, do kids, should kids be allowed to do it? Because adults are like, I mean, you can chop your dick off if you don't, because you want to, right?
Yeah.
You can just chop a finger off if you want?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, just do whatever you want.
Yeah. But nobody's doing that if they don't want to do it.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a couple people that are like, I mean, I fucked up. I got to go back. Like, well, yeah, it's going to be hard.
Yeah. But you can get a reversal.
I don't know if you can get a straight reversal.
Oh, they find a dead homeless guy and you have his penis.
Every time he smells garbage, it gets hard.
He's like, oh, no, I got a different penis. It's like a horror movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mark?
Get hard if I smell chlamydia. Some like horrible thing.
If I smell a half-eaten Popeye's value meal.
Yeah. I don't know. So he says, like, it's biologically, I don't know. It sure seems like they're fucked up. I have met them before, where it's like, yeah, you don't seem like what your born gender is. You seem like a different gender.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. If you meet Chemda's, I guess, now husband.
Lauren?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you talk to Lauren for 5 minutes, and you're just like, oh, I'm talking to a dude.
Yeah, but there's a lot of, like, butch lesbians who are, I don't know. It's I don't know. People should just do what they, whatever makes them happy.
Yeah, but maybe, okay, I'll go one step further. The butch lesbians are transgendered, and they need to wake up and stop fooling themselves. They're bad for the trans community.
Yeah, seriously, ladies, like, you're not real.
Fingers. You're not real ladies, butch women. You're men. Yeah. Admit it. I'll be brave enough to admit it. Will you?
Yep.
That'd be a great way to go.
Right.
The Uber left.
The Westboro Baptist Church like disassociates themselves from you.
It's too far.
Yeah.
I'm saying all butches should get transgender
surgery. No, I'm saying lesbians should have transgender surgery. Yeah.
Effeminate males are clearly women.
Yeah.
And we should be on their side.
You hear that Jim Jefferies bit where he's like, gay guys are so happy. He's like, you just talk to them. You're like, are you gay? They're like, guilty. He's like, lesbians are fucking miserable.
Yeah, they really are. They're really not nearly as happy about the idea of coming out.
Right.
Oh, I love it in West Hollywood because it's like everyone moves from these small towns and like, I'm gay. I don't care. Who knows it? And we're all, it's like, yeah. But you live in West Hollywood now. So is everybody.
Yeah.
You're not special anymore. I know this was your identity before, but now you're just one of many people.
Right.
So, like, it's boring.
Yeah. Go be gay in, like, Omaha or something.
Yeah. You can't be the Jew in New York.
Right.
You know? Like, what are you talking about? Yeah. I'm Dominican. I'm one of very few. I'm very unique here. It's like, oh, damn it. This worked in Iowa. Being the Dominican comic.
Imagine if you had to come out Dominican to your family. You're like, Mom, I just like playing dice at 4 a.m. with my baby.
Pop, Moms, I'm sorry. I just like playing dice. I can't help it.
Dominican just sounds funny, though.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who gets movers? White people.
Yeah, mostly.
Mostly white people.
And if it's not a white person, you're like, uh-oh.
What do you mean?
Because you might not get tipped.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Who are the worst tippers? Is it mine?
Probably, no.
Blacks?
No. Well, yeah.
Oh, great. I'd love to be wrong.
Probably Indian people.
Indians.
Yeah.
I once was at the Denver Comedy Works, and I asked them, I asked a lot of waitresses.
It's a great club.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. I asked them... what's the worst, like what show is the worst?
Yeah.
And they were like Russell Peters.
Oh, yeah.
Back when he was still doing clubs.
Yeah.
And it was like, why? It's like, it's his people he brings me on. He's like, he's so nice. Yeah. But his people are just like, not only did not tip, they're bossy.
Yeah.
Like, do you know how to do your job?
Yeah.
A beer glass is chilled. Like, yeah,
really?
Not really at a club. Do your job. You don't know how you do your job. Wow. Just like shitting on them. And then Russell would always be like, oh, here's $100. Sorry, everybody. But like,
sorry for everybody that I brought in here.
Yeah. But like, it's packed. The club makes a lot of money. But like, the waitresses don't. Yeah, Indians. Underrated non-tippers.
Yeah. And they're probably, because they do kind of like run you, especially like the young ones.
What?
They'll run you around a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. It's that like.
But then, I don't know, but then a lot of them are cool. I don't want to stereotype, but they're just, they can be difficult.
Yeah. 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 I mean, that's what you were talking about, though, stereotype.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, obviously not all of them.
Yeah.
But like.
But then like, I've also had some black clients who I'm like, well, no tip here. And then they do.
They do tip you?
Yeah.
And it makes you feel bad.
Yeah.
Let me take that around. I gotta get some water.
All right.
I
could use some too.
Jews.
No, I haven't had that experience really.
What, working with them?
No, like them not tipping.
Really?
Yeah.
That makes me feel great.
Yeah, but I think it's mostly like younger, you know?
Oh,
younger Jews who want it.
They made their own money. They don't have the Yeah. I think Dove got mad at me once because I was shitting on Jewish women on stage in LA. And he's like, "That's not any of the fucking Jews I know."
Yeah.
And like, I was like, it was like, weird. That was like attacking it, like kind of aggressive, like on stage. Like it bothered him. And then I moved here. I'm like, oh, I get it. Yeah. I was dealing with a different kind of Jew.
Yeah.
Yeah. The younger ones probably are like cooler.
Yeah, they're cooler.
When I worked at a golf course, it was all Jews and none of them tipped except the kids of the members.
Mm-hmm.
And they were great.
Yeah, we did move this. Well, who cares?
What?
No, I'm saying we moved this black family one time. They had a giant, like, biggest mirror I've ever seen, biggest table I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And they tipped us, like, $10 each.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's a normal, what percentage is, like, when you go, like, I should expect that. That's right.
It depends. I mean, like.
You want something to drink?
Yeah, I'll take some seltzer.
Seltzer.
It just depends, though, on the size of the job, the price of the job.
Theo Vaughn left this for me. He lost
my keys.
The
soda stream?
Yeah, he lost my keys.
Isn't that something you're not supposed to get because of Israel?
Israel and Palestine, right?
Yeah.
See, that's the way they take it too far, too. They got that woman who was in X-Men. What's her name?
Gal Gadot?
No. She wasn't in X-Men anyway.
She was in X-Men. Sorry. You said X-Men and meant Wonder Woman.
No.
I thought you fucked up.
The woman who wore all black in X-Men. Not X-Men. I'm sorry. I did fuck up. Not X-Men.
Yeah.
Avengers.
Whoa. Scarlett Johansson? I hung out with her a couple weeks ago.
No way.
Yeah, she's dating Jost, and we hung out in
she's
the
dating Jost.
Yeah.
I mean, in what world other than fame does that happen?
Yeah, comics are like interesting people, though.
Yes, I'll give you that.
You forget how boring like actors and you know.
Sometimes when I date girls, people. It's like, oh, it's not working out. Like, why? You're so cool. I'm like, what do you mean I'm so cool? You barely did anything.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, you date horribly boring people.
Well, because it's your job to be interesting for people. Yeah, that's what I tell my bitch. I'm like, hey, bitch, you don't deserve me.
But they got mad at her because she did SodaStream, and it's owned by this Israeli company.
Yeah,
and they were like, "Do you support the murder and genocide of Palestinian people?" And she's like, "Wait, what? Like, you support the murder and genocide of the Palestinian people?" And she's like, Wait.
Mm.
You're putting a lot on me.
I'm trying to get paid, yeah.
Yeah, I was just doing a commercial for a soda company.
Yeah. What's it called? Boycott, divest, something?
No, what is that?
It's like where you're supposed to boycott Israel and not invest in them.
But that's the problem. It's like you're not boycotting Israel. You're boycotting some guy's company in Israel.
Yeah.
It's not like this guy's company decides on how they handle Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
He's fine.
Maybe he supports it, though, or maybe he, I don't
know. I mean,
know.
If it was like the Chick-fil-A guy, then I could see it. When he's like, I'm on board, I support, you know, anti-gay shit or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's what happened with SodaStream. I think Saudi was just a Israeli company.
Yeah. I know it's weird to quote something somebody else said on a podcast.
Yeah.
But Mullen was talking about Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, the great Chick-fil-A war of 2012. When
that's as long as it lasted.
Yeah. He's like, when they said faggots can't have chicken sandwiches. he's like two cows were painting, I hate faggots, but the G's were backwards. That's why people got mad at Chick-fil-A.
That's a great campaign too. Eat burnt chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really just 2012, and then it was over.
Yeah, I was on the road with DeRosa.
His behavior
weekend.
Changed not at all.
Yeah.
The guy never said I'm sorry.
Yeah, his sandwiches are too good.
Yeah. They're fine. You're on the road with DeRosa and what?
He made a point to eat at Chick-fil-A when that was going on. He's like, you know, because it doesn't matter. He's like, you're going to do red eye and, you know, people say stuff about that.
That's bad?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one on Sunset that opened up. People lost their minds.
What, mad or excited?
Excited when it opened up.
Yeah.
There was like lounge around the block. My friend was like, is it really good? I'm like, no, it's just fucking East Coast fast food.
Mm.
But it's now in the West Coast. So everyone's like excited they got it back.
Who do you think has better fast food? The West Coast, probably, right?
No. Burgers are better in California, yeah. LA. It's a burger town. They have like pastrami burgers and like chili burgers. And like, they're just these like Big Tommy's joint. There's these places that are like all around.
Yeah, yeah.
But
that's kind of all LA does well.
Burgers.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a burger town. That's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because even the Mexican's not great.
Oh, no. You're wrong there. I just realized.
Really?
Yeah, Mexican food's great in LA.
It's better in San Diego, though.
True.
I feel like it's hard to find good Mexican in LA. There's a lot of Mexican, but it's hard to find.
No, it's all good.
Yeah, okay.
And the trucks are really good. That's where you get the best. It's just the trucks.
Okay.
But that's like, not Tex-Mex. Tex-Mex is a different, it's bastard. It's
what's
like,
Tex-Mex?
It's Cal. It's a little different. There's more queso.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like that.
It's more Americanized.
It's not like Mexico. It's not like one type of food. So it depends where you're above what you get. You know, it's like, there's not like American, like pizza's in New York. Mm. Chinese food is in, you know, San Francisco and New York.
Mm-hmm.
But they're different. The Chinese food in San Francisco and New York are different.
Yeah.
Because like it's a different kind of immigrant or something.
Okay.
I don't know. But what were we just saying?
We're talking about fast food.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Only pizza. But Attell was saying this, better diners.
In L.A.?
Yeah, than here in New York.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that. Diners here, it's like they don't care anymore.
They're shitty.
Yeah.
They're like, this is all bland.
Yeah. It's all bland. I mean, there's nothing I like more than sitting in a diner, just, you know, drinking coffee.
Talking,
it's fun. Yeah. It's a good hangout, but yeah, diner food is not good. I feel like it used to be, but...
Maybe it went down. I don't know. But yeah. Mm-hmm. L.A., they're still good. You can get actual, like, unique dishes.
Yeah.
Like, Swingers or Fred 62's.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Fred 62's. Where's that? Oh, yeah, I've been there.
Did you used to live in L.A.?
No, I just...
You've been there?
Yeah.
What drugs did you guys do on, like, a regular basis while you're moving?
I don't really do any.
Do you not?
No.
What about other people?
There's... I never worked with anybody who did drugs on the job, but I've heard stories about guys who just, like, they do heroin and they do moving shifts to so they can buy more heroin.
Really?
Yeah, but I've never worked with any of those guys. You would imagine, like, you do coke on the job or something, but...
I could see that.
Yeah, but you're running up and down stairs, your fucking heart's going to explode.
Yeah,
right?
Do you really want to waste coke on a fucking move? Like, this isn't a party time. You're not, like, even listening to music.
Some guys smoke weed, I guess.
Weed, I could see.
Yeah. I just drink after work.
Right afterwards. With the guys, does everybody go out together?
Sometimes. And then sometimes just by yourself. But you finish the day with like $500 of cash in your pocket. And you'll spend like 80 of it on food and drinks.
Right away.
Yeah. Because you're just so miserable.
It's long days, huh?
Yeah, there was a kid that worked there. And he, a couple summers ago, he died of a heroin overdose. And like he died like right before a rush, and I called my friend Danny.
What's
who's
a rush?
Also a mover.
We have to pledge your allegiance
to
the company. Oh, okay.
Yeah. The end of the month when everybody moves.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. But he died, and I called Danny, and I was like, "Oh, this kid died," and Danny was like, "Oh, Well, at least he doesn't have to be a mover anymore. That's the first thing he said.
Ugh, that's fucking grave.
Yeah. I don't know if he... I mean, the kid did heroin.
Yeah.
But I feel like working that job might have, like, exacerbated it. Right?
It's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't be old and do that, huh?
No.
Do you ever just get injured?
Not really injured, but people? Like soreness and like something. Yeah. You'll like stub your toe like 10 times a day.
Yeah. And never like throw out a back or some shit or fucking run away, dress her down some steps?
No, not really. Not that I know of. Not that I've heard in a while.
Do you ever lose one?
Lose what?
Like a dresser, something like that? It's like out of control, get out of the way. And just
yeah,
like,
yesterday a dresser got stolen out of like the lobby in the West Village.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was on a dolly and somebody stole it.
Just wheeled it away?
Yeah, which that's the first time that's ever happened
Animals.
In like 9 years. Yeah.
Animals. Yeah. You have to be positive that no one's about to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Because it takes you a while to wheel it. Like, you have to get it going.
Yeah, you're going to look down the street and see people. Yeah, but so they think somebody stole it from like an apartment on the ground floor.
Oh, they just took it into the elevator?
Yeah.
They just came out, saw it, pulled it back into
their
place.
In their apartment.
Like a tarantula.
Yeah.
It's a salamander. Just grabs it and takes it in.
Uh-huh.
Damn. Yeah. There's so many fucking animals in this town.
Yeah.
I swear to God, man. There's some awful people here.
Yeah. But then when you accept that, then you can live here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's why when people are like, oh, Racine's racist. Like, yeah, Racine's lived here for 10 years.
You have to be.
Yeah. That's how you survive.
Where'd you come from?
Jersey.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man. It's like...
Everybody's racist in Jersey, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, after a while, you must get to the point where, like, well, no one taught me this.
Yeah.
This is what I've observed over the last 10 years.
Right.
You might not agree with them.
Yeah, it's not like my dad sat me down and was like, Dominicans love double parking. I learned that from driving a truck.
Dude, we saw some people trying to move in here or something. I think they were fixing the upstairs unit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to Liszt's wedding.
Mm.
So I was like...
I didn't get invited to that.
You did not? Oh, well, it was great.
Good.
You weren't there?
No. I'm out of the loop.
Joe List?
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't invite everybody. Big J wasn't invited.
No, that's good.
That's good. Makes you feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a month before the wedding. There was a cellar lineup at the Village Underground. And he looked at the lineup and goes, oh, everybody's here. Something fucking coming. And Will's like, coming to what? Will Sylvan's like, come to, just this great lineup.
Will Sylvan said that?
Yeah. And then Joe was just like panicked because I guess Will wasn't invited to the wedding.
Uh-huh.
So he just didn't know how to tell him, like, everyone's coming to the wedding of mine, but you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was good, but.
Yeah, that's a tough call to make, who to invite to your wedding, but I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he invited strangers almost, but.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy. This lady wouldn't go past the truck, so we got her out. I'm trying to get my fucking Uber to, like, down the street.
What do you mean she wouldn't go back to the truck?
There's this fucking moving truck that's double parked.
Mm-hmm.
So she so she's in a new car, and she was like, won't go, and everybody's behind her honking. I'm like, lady, you got a cup. You have room.
Yeah.
She's like, no, he has to move back. I'm like, he's not moving back. You have room. Come on, I'll guide you. And then my Uber guy got out of his car. He's like, just come forward. She goes, it's a new car. I can't do it. We're like, you have 3 feet on each side.
No, that's not good.
Just drive forward.
Yeah.
And eventually she did. She's like, I won't go. I'm like, you're blocking everyone. Like,
yeah.
You can't just not go.
That's what mirrors are for, you dumb.
Yeah. Just look
slob.
And do it. And, and you have room, by the way.
Yeah.
And then later, so then they're in front here, this guy, and no one can get through.
Yeah.
Because there's a big fucking utility truck trying to get through.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, hey, guys, there's like 20 cars back here. And he's like, what do you want me to do? I'm like, go around the block.
Yeah.
Get back in your car.
Yeah.
Drive. Down, B, up, and then right back here.
Yeah.
And you'll be behind all these 20 cars.
Yeah.
And like, we're going off time. I'm like, what? You can't.
Oh, that's crazy.
We're all just waiting here. And he's like, what the fuck are you helping? I'm like, I want to go. I'm in one of these cars.
Yeah.
Man, it was so. Yeah, you happy now? Get your book. I was holding a book.
Really?
You happy now standing there? You didn't do anything with your book.
Oh, boy.
I wanted this so bad. I wanted to be like, you know, you're moving someone into my building.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, I wanted to be like, are you enjoying your immigrant labor?
Yeah.
This is a white guy, so I knew it was like three Latinos and him.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to like shit on them.
Yeah.
But then it's like not worth it.
Yeah.
There's some crazies in this town.
Yeah.
I'm becoming one, I think.
What?
I think I'm becoming one.
Did you feel that in LA though?
No.
LA doesn't make you crazy?
No. In a different way.
It doesn't make you depressed? Yeah.
Sort of. Also yeah. because Hollywood makes you depressed.
Yeah.
Because you feel like deserving of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I'm saying you do deserve something, but you don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone just has this feeling of like, I'm a star. I'm yeah. a star. I should be a star.
Right.
I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Is you even act? Are you even that good an actor?
Yeah.
Or do you just want it? Like, what are you talking about? Why do you just... But everyone has that, so then no one's getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Here, they just want to make their money so they can fucking go to the bar with friends.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like the disappointment out there is bigger.
Yeah. Yeah. We get rejected in auditions.
Right. Where it's here, it's like there's only so many opportunities. You're either going to like write for SNL or do a podcast.
Yeah, that's one of those two.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
You just accept it.
I wanted to know how... Okay, I got that. What job are you guys... What drugs are you guys on? Okay. How much does it pay? How much do you get?
You 100? Make between like 25 and 30 an hour.
That's pretty good.
It's good for having no skills.
Yeah.
And it's cash.
And it's cash.
Yeah.
You never met
I'm very blessed. But also it like ruins your body. So sometimes you like don't, you can't move the next day.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that must suck.
Yeah.
When you have to move, what do?
I move myself.
You just do it?
Yeah.
You call friends or you just do it?
Yeah, I'll call friends, but I pay him because I know how shitty it is.
You pay him what you would have gotten?
Yeah.
Look how powerful a fucking buzz that cell phone is.
Nice.
Yeah. That's fucking...
That's old school,
2002.
Right? Is it?
Yeah, technology. Maybe 4 or 5. Yeah. I don't know where the Gravity 2 is from.
Nice. It's like they realized they didn't need to make them that strong.
They what?
It's like they realized they didn't have to make them that strong.
Yeah, it's like people can feel it.
It was way too strong. I picked up a girl's bag yesterday. It started vibrating. It was kind of cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Something was in there?
Yeah.
Oh, a vibrator.
Yeah.
You ever see kinky shit like that?
Yeah, me and Kevin Barnett did a move once, and this girl had a captain's bed.
Oh, he did it too?
Yeah. Yeah, he did it for a while. But we moved this girl's bed, and we pulled out the drawer, and it was just all dildos.
That's
so
fun.
I guess when you do that, you just pretend you don't see him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
She's like, isn't it weird? Because you know everybody fucks.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you see proof that someone, a specific person does fuck, you're mm-hmm. like,
oh. Yeah.
Like, I caught you.
Yeah.
Like, of course.
You start thinking about it, yeah.
Yeah. Any single person in the city for sure fucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you start thinking about it or something.
Yeah.
I had a girl go get a condom. I was here. And she said, where are they? I'm like, they're in the fucking drawer. And then she comes back. She goes, why do you have so much rope in there? I'm like, I don't know. We'll talk about it later.
What was it for?
It's for fucking tying shit up.
Oh, okay.
It's for
tying up people?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, something from walking away.
Is it like rough, like Home Depot rope?
No. Somebody told me that. That'll fucking chafe your skin.
Yeah.
You got to get like, you got to invest in a little bit better rope.
You can't go to Home Depot.
You can't go to Home Depot. Or
you get like a scarf or something?
Yeah, scarf could work, I guess.
Yeah.
Scarf would probably work. But then it's like, where are you going to tie that to? You're going to get a really, really long scarf.
Yeah.
Some sort of giant scarf.
Yeah.
That would, if you got a really long scarf, it would work. But then that's more expensive than just the rope.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ever do that?
What?
Tie up your girlfriend?
No. I did it once to somebody. It was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird when someone asks you to, and you're like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, oh, can I use these ropes? Leave them here. Whatever. I'm trying to think what the fuck else I want to talk about.
I ate a girl's pussy in the back of the truck once near the comic strip.
Really?
Yeah. Because it was like, I was going through my breakup, and I was like kind of living in the truck for a little bit.
Were you really?
Yeah. Well, actually, so what happened was, I was moving into a friend's place, so I moved all my stuff into the truck. Then I helped my friends move later that night. So I had this moment where it's like I moved them, and I emptied their stuff, and all my stuff is just in this truck. And I'm like, I think this is like the happiest I've ever been. I'm in the back of a truck and all my stuff's here. You know, I'm like, I could just live in this truck.
And then you just did?
No. Oh. I wish I did. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but I have slept in the truck. So if you, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I could see that. But like,
you're like, I don't need all this shit.
My friend lived in his van for a while.
What did he like
Sean
it?
Miller, he loved it.
Yeah.
He showered at the Y.
Yeah. If it wasn't for women, we'd all be doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I bet there's a class of women who will fuck you in your van.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You'll just, your body will go towards a different type of woman.
Yeah, you
it'll,
think?
It'll make you look
like
the
a survival
who
thing.
Would. Yeah, the type of woman that now you would never get.
Or you're just like, hey, my I'm living with my girlfriend or my mom's in town. Let's go to your place. And if they don't.
Oh, right. You could do that too.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. Keep that going.
Jeff Dye once was homeless for a month. He went a month. He like lost his lease in, let's just say, April.
Yeah.
And his new place didn't start until June. Uh-huh. So for a month, he had nothing.
Yeah.
And he slept on women's beds that he met that day.
Every night.
Every night. He'd like make sure to meet a woman.
A different girl every night?
And get and
it
go
seems like
home.
A lot of work. I mean, I guess not for Jeff Dye.
Not for Jeff Dye.
Yeah.
In his prime, there's almost nobody that slayed to that level.
Really?
I asked him once, I was like, what's the longest you've gone since you started having sex without sex? Like, what's the longest you went without sex? He goes, oh, I can tell you, it's right now. Hmm. And I'm like, really? He goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, how long? He took out his phone, he's looking at his calendar, and he's like, 8 days. Like, wow. That's it?
Yeah. Good for you, Jeff Dye.
Yeah, good for you, man. I don't know if he still fucks that much, but he sure did back then.
My girlfriend's got a little thing for him.
Really?
Yeah.
She can get him.
Yeah, I'm sure she could.
I mean, like, she's cute.
Yeah.
He likes, like, porn stars.
Does he?
Yeah, like, they fall for him. It's weird.
Yeah.
They, like, fall for him and get jealous over him.
Oh, because, like, if you're just, it's the comedian thing, I guess, if you're kind of funny.
Yeah, I guess so.
I punch above my weight.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Sherrod hates it. He always says it. It's like, oh, you're getting girls you don't deserve.
Yeah. Well, who deserves what?
I know I don't deserve the women I'm getting. Mm-hmm. I know what I deserve. It ain't that.
Right.
Yeah. You've always done good?
Yeah.
It's weird.
No, it's not. It's just they're attracted
you're a dick,
to different
so, like,
things.
They like that.
Yeah, I guess.
Somewhat.
Yeah, but if you're funny. I mean, funny goes a long way.
Yeah.
We got to inspire these kids. Let them know. Just get a joke book
confident.
Or something. Yeah.
Just get a joke book, so he said.
Because there's so many people who try to be funny and who think they're funny, and they're genuinely not funny.
Yeah.
Like, read any, like, comment thread on Facebook or something. It's all people just throwing their 2 cents in there, and they're genuinely not funny, and they think they are. So I think when you meet somebody who's legitimately funny, you just want to be around them all the time.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, it makes sense.
Because you're like, oh, because funny is like a laugh is a natural thing. It's a natural reaction.
It's weird. Sometimes I'm not even on with a girl.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, that was so funny. It must be that. It must be, everyone must be so boring.
The rest of the world is pretty
and
boring.
And not funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where you're like, I'm not even bringing it. I know I've been on before.
Yeah.
And I've been off. Yeah. And like being off and still sometimes like, that was great. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like if I counted every time I made my girlfriend laugh, it would add up to, like, I don't know.
You think that would buy you some points?
Yeah.
Like, hey, yeah, okay, I fuck up, sure. Remember all those times I made you laugh?
Yeah. And I fuck up a lot.
You'll be fine. I mean, I guess. Either way, I don't know. All right, Racine. We got nothing left to talk about moving.
All right.
I don't know.
We got a what?
I don't know.
We got to talk more about moving?
No, I don't know if I have anything else I wanted to know about the fucking moving business.
Yeah, I think Got Junk is more interesting. Moving is just, I don't know, it's kind of repetitive. The one thing I'll say about it is, like, sometimes if you fuck up, it's bad. Like, you can make one mistake on a move, and then it fucks up your whole day.
Why? What do you mean?
Like, I forgot my keys the other day, my truck keys. I got all the way to the lot, and it's already, like, 8:15, and our job is at 9. And I'm like, oh, shit, I don't have my keys.
You really left them at home?
Yeah.
So you got to go back home, get them.
Well, luckily, there was another guy who lived close by. But still, yeah, we were like half an hour late for our first job.
Oh, and then the whole day is fucked. Because you got like, let's go, go, go. Move to the next job.
Yeah.
So you go straight from job to job?
Yeah. We'll do like 3 or 4 in a day during the rush. I did 3 yesterday.
And
no, I did 4 yesterday.
In a rush. In the month, the first day of the month?
Yeah. I mean, winter, it's a little slower, but there's still – people are still moving. And I think people started to catch on that, like, landlords – like, less people move in the winter, so more people are moving in the winter now because they think they can find a deal on an apartment.
That's the way it was. You have to risk it. There's less apartments available, but you'll be one of the only ones moving.
In the winter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like you can actually find something, whereas in the summer – everybody hey, I like moves. This place. Let me think about it. Oh, it's already gone?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, great. You have to like be ready to like throw money. Mm-hmm. Take half a tour and like, yes, I'm taking it.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I saw this place, I was just like, oh, I'm in.
Yeah. Ground floor is nice.
Ground floor. I want a ground floor. And those
we should redo your backyard or something. We should pull up those weeds and...
Yeah, I usually weed every year. I just didn't do it this year.
Okay.
Because I got back in like May.
You should plant a tomato garden back there or something.
You know what I'm thinking of? Yeah. Some people have been trying to talk me into this list and a couple other people. Hot tub.
Oh, I don't know.
Why?
They did a whole episode of American Dad about this where like the guy buys a hot tub because he's single, but then the hot tub becomes like a... Once you have a family, you don't do the hot tub anymore.
I will not have a family. That won't be an issue while I'm here in this apartment.
But you're going to be an old guy, a single old guy with a hot tub?
No, I'm going to have it for like 2 or 3 years and then I move out of here and I'll just leave it here.
What's a hot tub, like $4,000?
No, $800 or $900.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, get a hot tub.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was wondering too. But it's like,
I figured they were like affordable. At least, $4,000.
Yeah, you set it up there. The only problem is these units can see you. So you'd be doing it at night, right?
Yeah.
So then somebody said just get a tarp over it or something where it's like a little like tentish.
Yeah, we could build something.
See, we're from that fire, from that picnic stick, we can't call it what it is anymore.
And then, Ari's got a tiki torch.
No, it's just a picnic stick. I don't care about mosquitoes. Yeah, just right around there, where that bench is to the tree, right?
I was trying to think if tiki torches had to rebrand, who they would get to like, do their commercials, like Cornel West or somebody.
Yeah, or that scientist, the black scientist.
Oh, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Yeah.
Did you know that tiki torches run on gasoline?
That guy always says the most obvious shit.
But he says like, wow, you're so smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should weed for sure.
I don't think he's a smart guy, that Neil deGrasse Tyson.
You don't?
No.
You don't think he's smart?
No, I don't.
Wow.
I think he presents himself. No, I don't know. But some of the stuff he says is a little annoying where it's like... He'll be like, did you know that the universe is big? Like, he'll say obvious shit like that. Or he'll debunk, like, Star Wars or something.
Oh, yeah, he does that. Why Contact went wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, it's a movie.
It's a fucking movie.
Somebody did a joke about that. Pardo's wife. She was like, people were saying they didn't like the first.
What's your name?
Daniel Koenig.
Oh, okay.
Like, people didn't like the first, it was when the first Spider-Man came out. Mm-hmm. Like, people didn't like because they said it wasn't realistic, because like Times Square didn't look like that or like something like that. They would never have a picture of him after just like one day. And she goes, yeah, you know what else is unrealistic? A man spider. Like a giant spider. What, hacky bit?
Yeah, very hacky.
Oh, yeah.
You don't think that's hacky?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it was 15 years ago, but yeah.
Oh, it was 15 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah. But still, I can see your face right away. Like, no, I don't like it.
No, yeah. I saw that. I was like, when you were doing it, I was like, this better not go to that.
Well, it wasn't my joke, at least.
Yeah.
Caparillo saw somebody for the first time. Tammy, I think.
Yeah.
And he was like, damn, she's so good. Like, just
Tammy
Pescatelli. Yeah. She just moved to New York, to LA, I mean. Uh-huh. And like, nobody had seen her. He's like, she's so good. And I'm like, oh, yeah,
she's
cool.
Funny, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he goes, she had this comeback for this heckler. This guy kept like talking. And she was like, where'd you learn to whisper? A helicopter? And I was like, no, Cap, that's like a standard.
Oh, it is?
It's like a standard line.
Oh, I didn't
know that. No. I'm like, yeah, man, I've heard a thousand. It's okay. It's just like a...
Yeah. I hosted at Caroline's once, and it was right when that Jared from Subway thing was happening.
Yeah.
And I bring up Earthquake. Yeah. And I'm like, guys, please welcome Earthquake. He's like, thank you, white guy. And then he's like, yeah, Jared's going to prison, huh? He going to get that foot long in jail. And it's like, yeah, that was on that New York Post. It was the headline of the New York Post.
In jail.
Yeah.
That's Metzger has that great bit about how like black dick is so powerful that it's used as a punishment for prison.
Uh-huh.
We're like, ooh, you're going to get arrested and get that black dick. Like, that's how much it is. Like, oh, no. Like, yeah, stay in line. Don't get arrested and you won't have to get this black dick.
Yeah, no one ever frames it in that way, though.
Yeah, all right. What are you going to do? Go home?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I gotta go apologize to my girlfriend.
Good luck with that, man.
Thanks.
What? How are you going to phrase it? What are you going to do?
I don't know. I mean, I've apologized for this kind of thing before, but she's always like, yeah, I've heard you say sorry for stuff like this so many times.
So you're like, yeah, so we both know where it's going to go. You're going to forgive me, and I'll do it again in a few months. And
yeah, this is us. This is what we do.
Well, why are we wasting time? Let's stop fighting. Yeah. Oh, that's tough. Those are the parts of relationships I do not envy. Mm-hmm. I miss them sometimes, but not that shit.
Yeah.
It's like, I got to go home and have a fight now, I guess.
Well, hopefully she's asleep. She'll be asleep by the time I get home.
Coming to bed.
Yeah.
Hope it's cool.
Yeah.
Racine, people can find you on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter, at Mike Racine. You can Facebook me, Mike Racine.
You don't got a podcast, though, do you?
I'm starting one. It's a mafia podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so
fucking
that'll be out soon. It's called The Sit Down. I know. It's all we have.
It's all you have.
Sauce and the mob.
You brag about it so much.
We all think we're in the mob.
All you think that.
Yeah.
They're all like, oh, I'm in the... But it's like not... Even in Little Italy back then, most people were not in the mob.
We're not in the mob. And we all act like we are.
Yeah.
I was watching this video of this comic.
So gentrified.
This fucking fat comic. He gets up on stage and he's like bombing and he's like, no, you guys better laugh because I'll fucking kill you. I'm in the mafia.
Yeah, okay. You're going to kill a fucking audience member.
I know.
God, that's bad.
But I guess the history of it is kind of interesting.
So what are you going to do?
No, it's not. It's about a bunch of guineas who kill each other.
Sure.
We're going to profile a different figure in organized crime every week and talk about them. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Are you gonna have guests? You're gonna have who's?
Yeah, we'll have guests. What is there anybody you want to come?
Yeah,
on
I was
and
just thinking.
About?
My first thought was Bugsy Siegel, but I was like, no, too obvious. Mm-hmm. How about that guy who went to Cuba in The Godfather, Meyer Lansky?
Yeah. Okay. If you know about him,
I know somewhat about him.
Yeah. Just read the Wikipedia, and then we'll just. All right. Cool.
That's a cool idea. So you're just gonna have a different mafia guy.
Yeah. We've done Vincent the Chin Gigante. We've done Anthony Spilotro, the guy from Casino, Joe Pesci's character from Casino. And we did Sonny Francis and Michael Francis. This guy, Sonny Francis, just got out of prison a couple months ago. He's 100.
Really?
Yeah, he's the oldest guy to be
incarcerated. How long was he in prison? For like 50 years?
Yeah, a long time.
Wow.
Well, he was in and out of prison, but I think the last sentence was like, no, because when he was 93, he went to the Hustler Club and tried to shake it down for protection money. When he was 90.
And they're like, nah, you're arrested.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Which is amazing.
Wait, when are you going to start the podcast?
We're going to release episodes soon. I got to get a logo.
Oh. What are you going to do? You with the fucking...
Yeah, me at like
hat.
A table eating a big bowl of spaghetti.
Jesus Christ. You should go the
we
other
We do way. Other stuff besides the mob. We make movies. We, you know, we're very expressive.
Who? Oh, Italians?
Italians.
What do you mean make movies?
Scorsese.
He makes mob movies.
No, he doesn't. Wolf of Wall Street.
Mostly mob movies. Half mob movies.
Taxi Driver. Okay. Raging Bull. Raging Bull's a mob movie.
Raging Bull's a mob movie. Yeah. He makes a lot of mob
Last
movies.
Last Temptation of Christ.
Okay, that's not. Well, but he makes a lot of mob movies.
Sofia Coppola. She made a movie where a girl stares at a flower for 2 hours.
Which one was that?
No, I don't know.
Lost in Translation?
Yeah.
I never thought she was that good.
No.
But whatever. Anyway. All right, well, put them out.
Yeah, I will.
You're going to waste this fucking promotion for this podcast.
I know. It'll be out soon. But follow me on Twitter, and I'll let you know when they're out.
Mike Racine.
At Mike Racine.
When's the last time you were on this podcast? A long time ago, huh?
In L.A., like 4 years ago.
Yeah, a long time. Early on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was fun. We talked about my retarded brother.
Your retarded. Yeah.
People like that episode, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did your brother? He's not retarded. He's autistic.
He is autistic, but he's like pretty low functioning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. I forgot about that one. Yeah. Baldinger called me. He's like, you should have Mike Racine on. I was like, all right, that's fine. Yeah. I didn't even know you. What were you doing in LA back then?
I think it was my first time out there, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like 2010. And I didn't rent a car because I thought I could just walk places.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You cannot.
I walked from Santa Monica to Vine. No, not Santa Monica to Vine. What was it? Fairfax to Vine.
Oh, that's far.
Yeah. But I was like, oh, it's only like 8 more blocks.
Yeah. Yeah. And nobody walks there, so it feels like it's further.
Yeah.
I used to walk to Whole Foods. It was a 15-minute walk. Maybe 20.
Yeah.
20-minute walk. People are like, but you feel crazy? Like,
what am I doing? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, no, well, my closest subway stop is 11 minutes. Like, why?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. All right, buddy.
All right, thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
I hope you guys got some insight on the world of moving boxes.
That was the episode. Thank you, Mike Racine, for coming in. Check out his Conan. His first one is one of the better late night sets, especially debut late night sets that you'll see in comedy. But everybody's saying, I actually haven't seen it, but everyone was like, his first Conan was fucking great. And they say his second Conan was pretty good, but it's hard to top the first one. So maybe I should watch it before I mention it. Maybe I'll just play it right now so a bunch of people can fucking listen to it. It's not a bad idea. Maybe I'll play it at the end of the episode. Maybe I'll play it right now. Yeah. Yeah, why don't I do that? All right, let's do it. See if I can do it without downloading it.
Thank you. Thank you. You guys excited for that Mrs. Doubtfire sequel? Yeah. I was watching the original the other day, and remember at the end of the movie when the mask comes off, Sally Field, it was you the whole time? The whole time? Because really, wouldn't it be so much worse if it wasn't him the whole time? Like there was already a Mrs. Doubtfire. Now she's chained to his radiator somewhere. He's like, no, not the whole time. 3 weeks ago, I followed Mrs. Doubtfire home, and I knocked her out with chloroform. Now I'm wearing her skin. I just want my kids back. Make this weird. I always pick up on stuff like that in, like, movies and music. Like, I noticed the other day, there's a lot of songs out there about, like, catching somebody who cheated on you. But you don't hear any songs about, like, thinking somebody cheated on you and then confronting them and then you're wrong and they did. Now you have to stand there like an idiot and listen to her explanation of where she was and it makes sense. Like, you ever hear that Whitney Houston song? She's like, Friday night, you and your boys went out to eat, but only two of you had dinner. I found your credit card receipt. What if the guy in that song is like, that's because we split the bill three ways, and then Tommy gave me cash, and then I used my credit card for the two of us. You psychopath. What did you dig through my trash again? I thought that was going to stop. And she's like, whoops, I'm sorry. I'll just go to bed now. I live in New York City right now, and I was on the street the other day. I saw a family. The parents were white, and the kids were Asian. They were adopted, obviously. But, okay. That's the setup. But whenever you see that, doesn't it feel like those parents are, like, showing off a little bit? Like, when they selected the baby, they were like, white one? No one's gonna know that we're heroes. Thank you. I'm from Jersey originally, and very nice. Yeah, I'm from like a very Italian part of Jersey, and one thing I remember about growing up there is like how heartbreaking it would be when your cute teacher would get married, and her cute name would change to something gross, you know? Like you come back from summer vacation, you're like, oh, hey, Miss Lumio, how was your summer? She's like, actually, Mike, I got married. I'm no longer Miss Lumio. Now I'm Mrs. Guga Gugats. I'm like, oh, good to know. You've been soiled by a fat contractor. I'll take it something personal about me. I have a brother who's actually mentally challenged. He has severe autism. And I have another brother who's not autistic, though. And a friend of mine met that brother recently.
I'm just going to pause here and mention that Mike Racine has been on my podcast a long time ago talking about his autistic brother. It was like in the like two digits. Okay, back to him.
Like knowing that I have an autistic brother. And he comes up to me and goes, yeah, Mike, I just met your brother. He's like barely autistic. I think that's a funny thing to learn about yourself. You're not autistic, but people think you are. I'm like, you need to stop blinking so much. Stop wearing that propeller hat everywhere. My autistic brother, he does Special Olympics like every year, and this year he got disqualified from a race. Like, that's a thing they do to Special Olympics athletes, apparently. Somebody had to blow a whistle in his face and be like, get out of here. You're done. And here's why he got disqualified. He was in a walking race, a speed walking race, and he ran. And he was like reprimanded for that. But yeah, does that make any sense to you guys? Why did they do that? He didn't ruin Christmas or squeeze a puppy too hard. He figured out how to win a race. In his mind.
Yeah. I don't even get him a goodbye. Why don't they give him a goodbye? All right, I asked David Taylor, by the way, noted looker Lou of
ordering tacos and
people fucking. Why do they come? Why do they cut out before he says goodbye? And why do they come into his next one? Just right. Listen to how they come into the next one. Not like Mike Racine. Just here he goes. Ready?
I was ordering tacos, and there was a guy in line in front of me.
First word.
I was ordering tacos, and there was a guy in line in front of me, and he tried to order his food in Spanish, and then like halfway through his order.
What the fuck was that? Is Vitor's like that? Let's see. No, they got the music. Yeah, and they got him coming out.
Thank you. How's everybody doing financially?
Gary Vitor. All right, you guys, that's the episode. Thank you, Mike Racine, for coming in. I hope that audio came out. I guess I should listen to it. I wonder if this is going to be able to get fucking put up before I have to go to the show. Don't forget, Boston, tomorrow night, Saturday, January 27th, at the Wilbur. Late show tickets available. I think it's 9:30 or 10. Philadelphia, added show on Thursday night, late show, a 10 o'clock show. All of the shows are sold out. Only Thursday available for Philadelphia. Salt Lake City, February 22nd through 24th. I will be skiing. Will I bring my Tipsy Elves onesie? That was a fucking hit at Vail. Oh, my God. So many compliments. So many looks. Little girls like, look, mommy, it's a dinosaur. Thanks, Tipsy Elves, for sending me a fucking badass onesie. And then, you know, Boise, Vancouver, maybe. Seattle, probably not. Calusa Casino in Northern California. All the first, like, few days of March. And then Edmonton, March, I don't know, 9th, 10th, 11th, something like that. And then Australia. I'll put up the fucking links. Perth. Wait, how do I? I'm starting in Perth. Perth, Melbourne, Adelaide, Sydney, tickets not up yet, Brisbane, and then we're good. And then maybe I'll go to fucking Christchurch or Auckland or fucking Fukuyama and Tokyo. What's the Japan that's not Tokyo? That's what I want to see. I get it. I'll spend a couple days in Tokyo, maybe a couple days in Shanghai before. But like maybe I'll spend 3 or 4 or 5 days in Tokyo. But everywhere else, I want to go and see. There's got to be some cool hiking in Japan. Why am I trying to talk myself into Japan? Because fucking Frosty told me that Japan was rad. I got to see if fucking New Zealand would be the right time of year. Because when am I going to go back? I could go back to Japan. But I don't know when I could go back to New Zealand. That is nowhere. All right. Anyway. That's it, you guys. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Art Bell is the drummer. take you out to some Art Bell. Thank you very much for tuning in. Tell some friends in Philadelphia and Boston if you see them, and anywhere else, Salt Lake, any of those places, to come see a show. I have no Twitter, so it's hard for me to fucking promote last-minute add-ons. When I get an add-on, Twitter was the best way to be like, hey, added show. People could retweet it. Can't really do that on Instagram without an image. Anyway, thank you very much for tuning in. Art Bell, take it. Is that his name, Art Bell? I think it was, right? Is that what he said? Yeah. Buddy Rich, sorry, Buddy Rich. My friend had an audio tape of him screaming at his band that was passed around the country before the internet. Oh, good for you, David Taylor. Always something snide. Buddy Rich, take us out. Bye, everybody.